There'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
And Joe is in Connecticut. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
I want to thank you for the program, and I would like to offer my prayers for that first person that called, and I do feel bad for him and his own loneliness.
Yeah, let's do...
The need to call a radio show to attract attention to himself.
Yeah, let's do pray that God will just do a significant work in his heart and take even what, you know...
Absolutely.
You know, what's happened and use it for good in his life.
And unfortunately, that radio show that he mentioned, that Don and Mike show, that is the epitome of debauchery and all that is horrible in this earth.
Yeah, I'd have to say that I'm not familiar with that show, and I'm kind of glad I'm not. You know, sometimes you want to be innocent.
Right.
With
it's
respect.
Crude, juvenile behavior, filthy language, and, you know, a lot of ass play.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I just want to say that I've had loneliness in my own life. I recently had a disappearance in my family, a family member who was suffering from a parvulitis, just walked off into the night and hasn't been seen since. And I would like to thank my own pastor, Father Donald Geronimo, and Sister Lisa Herndon, from the Crackpot Nunnery of Herndon, Virginia. And if I may, I would like to fart into the phone.
Really sorry that we have someone else that decided to wanted to do the same kind of thing. And since tonight that we have some folks who maybe are allowing Satan to use them, I'd like to encourage you, if you would, to pray for Joe and for Frank. Let's just pray for these folks and ask God to help them deal with the issues in their own lives.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
We want Bush! We want Bush! We want Bush now!
Nice
we
Bush.
Want Bush now!
Nice
we
Bush.
Want Bush now!
Nice
we
Bush.
Want Bush now!
In Toledo, the secret store.
What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead?
Hi, Larry.
Hi. I'm Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike Show, and I was wondering if you had a message for Don and Mike.
Stay healthy, be good, be kind to your neighbors, try to follow the golden rule, and stop. Stop this string of robberies. I think it's uncalled for that you haven't been caught. I think paying off the police has been terrible. Inexcusable. And also, I would suggest you marry more. Of course I will. Here, I'm signing a book for G. Gordon Liddy.
What will you write?
Can you read? This is Don and Mike.
You fail. Never seen you.
Anyway, give my best to Don and Mike and remind him of the time I took over their show.
You will indeed. What's the name of your book, sir?
The name of the book is Future Talk. Larry King, Conversations About Tomorrow. Don and Mike wouldn't read it because it requires intelligence.
I don't know that one.
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it. Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half.
Joe.
I liked having sex with him.
Joe.
He wasn't afraid of experiments.
Joe.
I like men like that.
Joe.
Men who give me pleasure.
Joe.
He gave me a lot.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Coming! Coming! Yes?
What the hell are you doing here?
I tidy things up a bit, just move the furniture around a little. I can move it all back.
No. Don't you dare. I love this.
Oops.
What'd you do? I mean, the room, it just seems, I don't know, so much bigger.
The Chinese call it feng shui,
huh?
A placement of objects in a room to maximize your harmony and power.
Well, since my divorce, my d*** could use a little feng shui.
That's very funny.
It's cute.
This is supposed to be my weekend off. But no. You got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my pasture. You gotta come down here with an attitude, acting all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Well, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no. These guys are wearing helmets, but they're not from the FTD, I don't think.
That's for sure.
I have some lovely black roses for Rabe, though.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware!
And you care enough to send the very best. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. A Burger and Fries, because it's just good.
Yeah.
It's just good.
And all the ships at sea, hey, they can smell sperm.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And, oh, hey, Rob?
I love you, man.
I love you too, man.
Valentine's Day greetings?
Yeah, I didn't have time to get him a card.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday. February 14th. And
happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, see, that comes in handy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the phone number from anywhere in North America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi.
And incidentally, Buzz.
Yes.
Same to your wife.
Got it.
Yeah. I don't want nobody to think there's nothing going on, but I want you to know that just a moment ago, I passed Buzz in the hallway.
Yes.
As I often do before the show, and he said, Marcia says happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, there you go.
So I said, give it right back to her.
Right back to her.
I'll do it.
Give it right back to her. Welcome to the most made-up holiday in the history of man. We'll be celebrating it today with senior bachelorette Anna is here. She's in the building, the 62-year-old sexy grandma. And I believe the final total of guys that will be participating today, I think it's 8, counting Tom.
I just saw the lovely Anna trundle down the hallway.
So that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
That's not bad. That's, you know, we started with 10, and we end up with 7, 8 if you count Tom. We actually had to go through the legal department like we do with everything on this goddamn show.
7.5.
To change the rules. So the rules now state Don and Mike will choose on the air up to 10 guys between the ages of 21 to 25. Plus Tom Gavin.
Yeah, Tom's included in the rules.
Plus Tom Gavin.
Very nice.
So happy Valentine's Day. I don't even know if I have time to say. Well, my headphones are really effed up today.
How so? Are you getting a little left-right action?
No, I'm not getting my echo, baby.
Your usual volume?
I got the button in the right place, Bobby. I ain't getting my echo.
Let me try
anyway.
Turning it off and restarting it.
Okay, try that. Turn it off. And then turn it back on. Anyway.
But is it...
What?
Doing that?
Are you doing something
now? Yeah, I'm doing that thing. Actually.
See, now my headphones are all left up. I can't even. There, hey, there you go, Rob. Much better, thank you.
Hello.
I do have a va 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 story.
Oh, good one.
And I also have a story for you about a meeting I was at today.
Oh.
I don't know which to go with first. I guess I got to be brief on both of them because we have a lot of show today.
Lots going on today.
Okay. So, va-va-va-va. I swear, I know she says that I exaggerate stories. This one, on my son's life.
What did she do?
The truth. Now, she is in Ocean City. She's coming back from Ocean City. We're not going to be spending our Valentine's weekend in Ocean City because, you know, the weather's bad and there's...
supposed to be a pretty big storm over
projected
the weekend.
Anywhere from 12 to 20 inches of snow and ice, and they don't know what's going on. So anyway, she's up there She, at the time, was in Ocean City, Maryland, roughly 3 hours from D.C., and we were discussing what we were going to do if I was going to come up after the show and then getting back home and how we were going to handle that, and that if she has a car that doesn't have four-wheel drive. Mm. And I swear to you that she said she wanted me to call the local Toyota dealership. The one down the street that we've bought a few cars from over the last 10 years. And have them... Now, here's... so ridiculous, I'm having trouble putting it into words.
What did she want them to do?
She said, call Bob, who's the guy that we know at the Toyota place.
Hi, Bob.
And have Bob get a real nice four-wheel drive pickup truck.
Right.
And have somebody from the dealership drive that truck 3 hours to Ocean City. Then pick her car up when they get there.
Uh-huh.
They just give her the keys to this pickup, and then they would bring her car back, and then she would decide if she liked that pickup or not.
It would be the test drive.
And maybe she would choose another car. But either way, she would end up trading in the car that she has that doesn't have four-wheel drive to get a truck that has four-wheel drive.
Huh. And So basically, she wanted a guy from a dealership to drive 3 hours for a test drive?
No.
6 hours, remember.
6 hours. Round trip. Drive 3 hours, pick her car up, and then if she wouldn't definitely buy the truck.
Well, I think she was thinking I think that was her way out of it. That, yeah, she was willing to commit to buy.
She'd buy the truck if they drove it down to...
And if she didn't like that truck, she would pick out another one that she liked better. And I said to her, I'm not calling this guy at this car place and telling this guy to just, you know. Can you imagine me making that call? Let me call Oregon. Bob, hey, it's Don. How are you? Oh, great. You know, I know it's been like 3 years since we bought a car from you. Love Toyotas. Listen, here's the deal. You know, we're going to get some nasty weather, and Frida's up at the beach. Would you mind getting one of your top-of-the-line four-wheel-drive pickup trucks? Drive it up there, drop it off, and she'll give you the keys to her luxury car, and you drive that one back, and then sometime next week, we'll sort it out.
We'll get all the paperwork done.
Yeah. We'll decide if that's the car she, you know, and I said, what planet are you from? What planet are you from, woman? And it was at that point, the decision was made that she would just, as long as the roads were clear, she would get in the regular, the poor.
Is this the car she wants to get rid of anyway? Hadn't she talked about, I thought, didn't she just get a car? Or?
She just got this one like a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. But she wants to get rid of it and get another car, right?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. And has she wanted to get a four-wheel drive?
Well, we have my car, which I won't let her drive a lot because it's my car.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, but then we also have a Toyota pickup truck. We have...
So you basically have two four-wheel drive vehicles.
Well, if you count my kid's car, we have three, but my kid drives to school in his. But we have a nice Toyota pickup truck, four-wheel drive.
Huh.
The problem is, it's not nice enough.
Oh.
And, you know, it really wasn't handy. It wasn't up there.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a four-wheel drive vehicle for bad weather... You don't want it to be nice.
Well,
you want it to be crap.
Mike,
or do you?
Anyway, that was the va-va story today.
Huh. And incidentally, if you want to crap up your vehicle, you just have Raymond drive it around for a while.
Oh, your butler?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Raymond took it up to New York and back, and you know, he's not a neat freak.
So I also have to say, to be fair, that after I hung up and I said, "What planet are you from?" and that I was not going to call this car dealership, and say she did call back and say, "Well, I was talking out of my ass. I was."
I mean, it's not unreasonable to transact business with a car dealership. You know, go in, look at it, and then have them like sign the contract, and then have them deliver it
right
like an hour and a half or something away.
Oh, but she wanted me to just call Bob.
Probably even Ocean City. I mean, they deliver cars, you know.
But I'm not gonna do that.
But I mean, especially without not doing the business, especially on a weekend, you know, like on the Friday before a major snow event.
Take it from me. As a rule, dealerships don't like to put 400 miles on a new car on spec.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
It's a bad risk.
Anyway, you know, she ended up seeing things the right way. And the last I spoke to her, no, Rob, I couldn't hit her, Rob, because she was in Ocean City. Rob is balling his hand into a fist.
As he always does.
The last conversation I had with my sweet wife was, hold on a second. Let me call her real fast. I just come out of this ridiculous Infinity meeting, and I call her up, and all of a sudden I'm talking to her, and I'm talking about this meeting, and I hear, oh, F. It's like,
hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, my darling.
Now, I did not exaggerate that story one iota.
Well, you left out two important facts.
Which were?
One is that I was kind of kidding with you. But two was that if I hadn't have been kind of kidding, that wouldn't have been stuck. I would have said, I want this car, and I'm sure, like they say, they would have delivered it. It was just, you know, it was just daydreaming, though.
No, you weren't kidding, though. You didn't get serious until I said, I have too much stuff to do today, and
you're
not
there.
To mention the fact, I'm not going to call this guy Bob and just say,
You're right, because I'm way too shy to ever buy a car on my own, so I would need you to make the call for me.
Honey, but did you or did you not ask me to call Bob just to, and you said, you make the call. You call them and you just have them send the car up and they can take
sure
the car
there. Back. Sure, who has bought every single one of the cars that we have, yours and mine? I buy our cars. So if I'm asking you to do it, I'm obviously joking. If I wanted to do it, I buy all our cars.
It was an obvious joke.
That was
okay.
A clue.
So anyway, My story remains true. And she did later then call back 5 minutes later and said, well, I was just talking out my ass.
That's not true.
Well, you didn't say talking out my ass. You said I was, you know, just thinking a lot.
I said during the telephone, I said, I'm just being silly. I want a nice four-wheel drive car. It tells me that you and Bart have beautiful four-wheel drive cars, and neither one of you do anything with them. And I'm the one who does all the lifting and hauling and driving around, and I should have the big four-wheel drive car.
Who wants to join me tonight for the pity party I'm going to have for freedom? The pity party for the poor girl that's driving the luxury sedan
I wouldn't even need another four-wheel drive.
Honey, what about the Toyota pickup truck that I bought you?
Sure, that is the most stripped-down thing in the whole wide world. That's emergency. I can't sit. I've got three dogs with me now. We don't all fit in that.
See? Listen, anyway. So that was this morning. So I get out of this meeting with these dummies from Infinity, and I'm calling my wife to tell her about it. And all of a sudden, I hear, OF, OS, OF, OS. And I say, what's going on? And she says,
I didn't say OF, OS.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I said OS, 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 OS.
Yeah, okay. All right. So no F. It was S. She said,
yes. That's much better. Which is better.
The vase with the roses is sliding across the front seat. Oh, God, I love you, honey.
Well, Sugar Bear, I didn't want to. You were so sweet to send me flowers, and I'm driving them back from the beach because you were sweet to send them down there, and I don't want them all to fall over.
I know. And I know that those flowers probably would have been more secure in a brand new pickup truck, but you're going to have to make do with that.
No, darling, you need the giant four-wheel drive car because you like to drive around all by yourself in that giant gas guzzler,
yes,
looking like Tony Soprano smoking
right.
your cigar.
Right.
Well, I've got three dogs and everything we own in the back of my little car, and I have to drive. I'm the one who has to do all the hauling.
Honey, I have news for you. Right now, you have absolutely nobody listening on your side. Nobody listening to this is on your side at all. You have a luxury automobile, which incidentally costs, if not more, just about what my four-wheel drive costs. Plus, you have, and yes, I'm sorry that it has roll-down windows, but we do have a late model pickup truck as well for you to use. And I think I'm allowed to have...
Oh, gee, thanks. So that when I get to the doctor, which I do, I don't have to put it in my sedan.
Yes, yes, yes. When we go somewhere, you must put the dogs in your sedan.
No, otherwise, no, no. When I haul trash to the dump or things to Goodwill or go pick up furniture, then yes. I use the pickup truck. But yes. You have a beautiful car
and I don't,
that's never
and
carried like more than one person in it.
Right. And honey, listen to Bobby Brown. It's my prerogative. How many times have I told you, seriously, if you really want to get rid of that wonderful car you have, I'll take you out and I get you a nice pickup truck. But you always say, no, 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 you know what? I'm happy with what I have. It's not until today that I get the call. Why don't you just call Bob and have him send up a car? Just have him send up a new car. Anyway, I love you.
You sound like it.
I do. Come on.
Thank you for the flowers.
Thank you. I love you.
All right.
Wait till you see what I got for you at home tonight.
All right. New car.
Don't be disappointed, though, because it doesn't have four wheels.
Hi.
It's got one
Hi,
wheel.
Peter.
I got your unicycle.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye, baby. I swear to God, ain't she a piece of work? Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day!
You know, it sounds like you're going to have to be like Jay Leno and build yourself one of those, where Jerry Seinfeld had one of those hangers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you believe that?
With the cars.
Do you seriously believe that? And she busts my balls. She busts my balls. Hello? I'm the one that's been slaving at this business for 30 years. To get a car that I want.
Does she like your car a lot? Does she like it so much she'd like
no.
to drive it?
No, because I've told her that I would buy her the pickup truck version of my car.
I think, you know, guys can relate that, you know, that slog into work, that go to work every day, that if you have your car, you know, that a guy's car is his car.
That's right. Right. It's mine.
I mean, it's your passion. I know cars are, you know, for some guys are a passion.
And I keep that car immaculate. Go down and look at it now. There's no ashes anywhere. There's no food wrappers anywhere. The thing is armor-alled up. The wheels have got the wheel bright on it.
Mine, too.
Well, no, you got little kids that go in yours. But, I mean, even when I'm driving around with my kid right. and his girlfriend, I don't let them get their grubby hands all over my car.
Good.
I say, that's my car. I work my ass off for that car. Mm-hmm. I want to keep it clean. I don't care that it gets 20 miles to the gallon and that I've got 16 square feet in the back of that car that I never use. I don't care.
Did you say 20 miles to the gallon?
Yes.
I'd make a case on that. It probably got 20 miles. It probably had that sticker on the window that said 20 miles.
I have the thing you push where you get instant mileage.
You 20 miles highway?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
City, probably about one. But when I'm on the highway, I got the cruise control at 65. I'm getting 20 miles.
I'm not going to bust your balls. I got gas guzzlers, too.
Hey, all I know is, you know.
Not me.
Whatever. And so I had that before the meeting that I had. And why I'm invited to these meetings, it's beyond me.
Thank you.
That... Yeah, well, Mike, I don't even think there was a. Oh, are they here for the thing?
Yeah,
bring them in. I want to bring this girl. I want to bring this girl in because the bachelorette thing today.
Uh-huh. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very cute. She is supplying food and moist towelettes and everything for the
moist towelettes.
Well, you know, all the accoutrements for the bachelors for the senior bachelorette.
I noticed that there was a. Well, I knew when I came into under the main floor down here that there was broccoli.
Yeah.
Because there was a broccoli smell.
Not a great smell.
I never knew the broccoli. And then Robin informed me that, like, when you go by a broccoli field, that it smells like that. So I wasn't... But that's nice that we have all that stuff.
But anyway, the whole senior bachelorette thing today is catered, and it is courtesy of...
Bridges, Billiards and Grill.
Oh, Bridges!
I love it. And you are who?
I'm Lisa.
Lisa.
And what do you do at Bridges? Are you the catering director?
You could say that, I guess. No, I'm just help out when needed. I've been working there since the place opened. So
oh, really? Wow.
I manage and just helping.
Mighty cute.
Anyway, now a guy's coming in. Now the whole mood and moment, no offense, the whole mood has been ruined now.
Mike, there's a reason for
that. All right, here he comes. All right, step up to the... Here's your own microphone, sir.
Right here, number three, microphone number three.
Now, I remember you from Bridges, right? Yeah, you're the guy that runs the job.
How you doing? Get on the microphone, and what's your name, sir?
My name is Keon.
Keon, right on the microphone there, please.
Keon, a little closer here.
Okay.
Pull it toward here.
Sorry to be a party pooper, but I'm here for a reason today.
Oh?
And I wanted to share with as many people as I possibly could the happiness that Lisa's brought into my life.
Wow.
And I am truly the luckiest man in the world.
No, I believe I am.
Honey, I love you to death. You complete me as a person. And I wish that you'd spend the rest of your life with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a marriage proposal. He is getting down on right. And we got the tears, which is always a good sign.
He has a ring.
Was that a yes?
Yeah, well, we got to go down on the microphone.
Can you say yes on the microphone, please, so we can...
Slip it on our fingers.
Do you accept?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Oh,
and they hug and kiss.
Oh, that's great. Hey, way to go,
Valentine's
dude.
Day.
Way to go. Oh, that's one. Hey,
see, we really didn't want to get. We weren't really going to give a plug for the food or anything. Right. That's just how we got her down here.
That is wonderful. You just help out, and I was, like, confused by that. They don't tell me anything.
So did we fool you?
Yes, I was very fooled. I got a little suspicious there earlier, but...
Now, when he came in, did you have a suspicion when he came in that something was going on?
A little bit.
Well, look at the happy couple. Let's give them a nice round of applause.
Thank you, guys.
That's wonderful.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Just wait.
Congratulations.
Wait 23 years until you give her everything. And then she still wants a pickup truck. Even though she's got one.
Way to go, kids. Rob, now why are you, Rob Spiewak,
you know, his head.
What does this say? I was more into it, and I'm the one that's really been through the goddamn ringer last year, but you guys, you know, that says something right there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I've been out of the, you know, the marital bliss for the better part of a year, and you
are woefully optimistic.
You were shaking your head.
Good luck.
You were shaking your head.
So was I.
That was quick. I mean, it was, but she...
It always starts off quick, Mike.
He got the tears. Right? He got the tears. I knew it was okay when he got the tears.
Yeah.
And then she said, absolutely.
Always starts off easy, and then...
You know, here I was getting ready to get her phone number.
It's not too late.
And I remembered I overheard that was going on. I overheard that was happening.
I see.
Just watch it before you know it.
You know, because I wasn't on the loop on that, I could have really mucked that up. If you'd let me go hog wild, I would have been like... Because the guy walked in, I'm like, oh, what's he coming in for?
Before Charlie brought the guy in, that was my plan, to ramp you up to say, now listen,
right?
You're a hot-looking girl.
Right.
Mike's a single guy.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to do what you always do. Yeah. I'm really looking forward. She's a turbo hottie.
Very attractive. Well, Charlie was wanted to get his friend in, because I think maybe Charlie knew that I was going to try to ramp it up for you.
Oh, okay.
Try to help out a brother.
There you go.
Anyway, I'm always looking out for you, Mike.
Charlie didn't say anything to me.
How many days now has it been?
It's been a couple.
More than that, isn't it?
Maybe three, four. Has it been the whole week?
My mind is on four.
Yeah. Well, I haven't said anything to Charlie since then either. So you know.
No, but you know, it's a funny little dynamic to watch now.
Mm-hmm.
When just the two of you don't speak to each other, and Charlie does.
It's not like it's not as though. There was a plethora of communication
Charlie
prior to that.
Definitely is not a talker to begin with.
Very right. True. I mean, there are, but I mean, I sense it. In fact, there's so little communication between me and Charlie, you can't tell.
Oh, hold on, here he is now.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. We don't talk that much to begin with.
We really don't. I mean, well, so now it's official. So now we're speaking to each other again.
Did you miss me?
I did. Welcome back, old friend.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Charlie.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Charlie, I'll tell you, seriously, this has weighed heavy on Mike's mind.
Really?
Yeah, you walked don't out of the know. Office today because you normally do one thing. We communicate so little. There is one thing you will do. You mockingly, when you're having a meeting with Don, you'll always conclude your meeting with Don, and then you will mockingly turn towards me and go, "Hi, Mike," and see that was missing, and that threw me for a loop today. Today was the first day that I really, as you know, that I became aware of it. You know,
shaking.
And of course, you're shaking. You can share with him that there were tears.
Quivering.
Also,
there were
tears.
But you know. See, nothing to cry about.
See, you're mocking. I need. Do you understand that? I require your sarcasm.
Well,
I really
I'll do my
do.
Best to keep it up.
Thank
just
you very
for you.
Much. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Chuck.
And congratulate your friend for me. Wow.
Yeah, now I hope your friend is happy with that hookup.
Very.
I mean, I didn't mean the girl, of course, but the whole
right.
That worked
yeah.
out for him.
It was
good.
Perfect.
That whole Bridges place has some hot looking women in it. Chemistry there.
Maybe we should go there tonight, Mike.
Maybe I will.
I do.
Any chance you could buy me a vehicle? Now that we're back on screen.
Sure. We'll talk about it after the show.
Before we bring Anna in to meet her for the, she's here for Senior Bachelorette.
Yes.
I just had to spend just a second. I want to thank two guys in particular.
You're welcome.
Rob, as always. Listen,
it's not necessary.
I mean, we do our best.
Friend.
Yes, darling.
Oh, they're touching each other. What is this Valentine's dynamic you
I think
have?
You know.
That is disturbing. That is dangerous.
For my doctor?
For my doctor?
No, I'm goofing with Rob. Listen, here's the thing that I got called to this meeting today, this Infinity Broadcasting meeting, with, I'm not going to say the guy's last names.
Right.
But I was there with Jay Tool and Phil Dum Dum.
How about Phil the Pill?
Well, I Phil Dum Dum.
Philly Dum Dum?
Philly Dum Dum. Philly Dum Dum and I don't care. Philly Dum Dum and I don't care.
Had a good meeting, did you?
And Jay Tool. You know what? I bet they walked away from the meeting thinking it was a good, positive meeting.
Well, that's good.
I can't really discuss what it is that we were discussing. I will tell you, everybody, it has absolutely nothing to do with this show. It has nothing to do with this show, the way the show is being presented, the hours that we're on, the stations that we're on. Nothing like that. It's all behind-the-scenes crap and junk. And I'm sitting there in this restaurant for a couple of hours with these guys, realizing what they're really doing is we're going around, the three of us, and we're verbally, we're J-O-ing each other. That's like one guy says, oh, yes, but I think a better way to reach the audience would be if we got some kind of local billboard campaign going. Then somebody said, well, but the billboards don't all go out to the suburbs. And I said, but remember, the best way is to have the best product on the radio and that you really don't need to advertise. And then the next guy says, yes, but talking about cross-promotion. You know, I mean, my head is spinning during this thing. Just spinning. The only moment of satisfaction that I had in the entire meeting was we were talking about the physical layout of our radio station, WJFK.
Oh, amen.
And approximately a year ago, I had a meeting with this guy, Jay Tool, about getting new phone lines put in. That we have a limited amount of telephone lines,
mm-hmm.
and we need more phone lines. And Jay Tool, we're sitting in the meeting today, and we're talking about ways that progress has been made and ways that there's a new hierarchy at the top and that
right.
things are going to be done different, that Infinity, you know, got our contract done a year earlier.
Yep.
We're happy and all that. And Jay Tool turns to me and says, and you know, and he had to look up a little bit because he's a slight fella.
And you know.
He says, and you know, that phone thing we talked about a year ago, now I know it was a year ago, it's in there now, it's installed. And I said, listen, it really doesn't matter at this point.
Did you tell him about the fact that all the lights were blinking the other day?
I said, it really doesn't matter at this point because whoever pays for this meal, the company is going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll bet you that I call the station right now and that the phones are not ready. He said, oh, no. I'm telling you, dog. They're there.
He didn't use the word dog, did he?
He may have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
Phones are there. They got it done. So I pick up the phone. I call the station. I get Charlie. I say, hey, Charlie, what's the deal with the telephones, with the new phone lines? Uh-huh. Right? Okay. Click. I said, well, you're buying lunch. And he said, hey, hold on a second. Hold the gosh darn fort. Those phone lines are there. And as it turns out, the problem is with Verizon or something like that.
Right.
But anyway, he was so positive that this technical problem would have been worked out by today. And I was trying to tell him.
Were you talking about the physical layout of this facility as well?
Yeah. They asked me what I thought could be done to make WJFK a better radio station environment to work in the control room. And I said, get a ball and a crane and destroy it and start over again.
It needs to be raised and then rebuilt.
And then there was one other issue, and I won't bore you with any more of this inside stuff, but there is something that every radio station in the world has except us. It's called Media Touch. And anybody who works even at a McDonald's knows what Media Touch is. It's for real stupid people, like me, that when you pull up to McDonald's, let's say you order Extra Value Meal 1, they've made it so simple for the people who work there that there's a screen and it has a picture and it says Extra Value Meal 1. And all the dumb person at the drive-thru window has to do is push on the screen and immediately it totals up the amount. Now, there is a system like that that radio stations use to play tapes like
Happy Valentine's Day.
Like that. We don't play our tapes like that. Our tapes are on cartridges, like 8-tracks.
Same technology that was used in the 70s.
Yes. Invented in the 70s
right.
And still lives today in the year 2003 here at WJFK. Anyway, Jay says to me, hey, but how about Media Touch, huh? You got to be loving Media Touch.
Thinking you had it?
Is it Media Touch? I don't know if they've opened the box yet. And he said, oh, come on. And I said, really? I mean, no offense to wire engineers, who I think work as hard as they can.
Yeah, they bust their balls.
Because this whole place is falling apart. But really, one day, one of these guys from corporate Infinity America has got to come here and see the facilities that we work with.
We have two engineers here. They could probably, I'm saying conservatively, use maybe four or five guys to work with them for about a year to get the workload done that they have to be responsible for.
Sure.
They do a great job keeping things going the way it is.
You know, so the message that I'm giving to them now, because I know they're listening now, and I didn't have the courage to say this to their face, is that if you really want my opinion about this particular radio station, you can take all that crap that you have about synergy and recycling audience and programming and the upside and the downside and shove it up your ass and just give us some modern equipment like circa Apollo 12. Because right now the equipment we're working with is when we sent a monkey up in space. That's really what I wanted to say to them, but I didn't say it because we were in a public place and we were doing that three-way ping-pong thing where we were proving how smart we are at radio.
Oh, boy, those meetings.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, but how about, do you remember the time when, do you remember the time when,
radio guys.
And then meanwhile, the whole time, you know, Jay Tool's on his phone the whole time, solving crises, you know. Guys, hold on. I got to take this call. So he turns away. You know, meanwhile, I'm there with Philly Dum-Dum, you know, while Jay Tool's on his very important cell call, you know.
Jay, we got a crisis here at WPGC. We don't know what to play. LL Cool J or 50 Cent. Jay, can you make the decision?
So the meeting went well.
Yeah, they think it did.
Yeah, now they're listening. Now they're getting their real assessment of the meeting, I guess.
Yes, they are. Anyway, and the good news is I believe we'll be seeing a lot of them around the station.
Oh, good.
That's the message that I got. I got two very definite messages.
I thought we just had a new guy. God.
I got two very definite messages from them. The first message was that our show would not be touched, that we're hands-off.
I don't care. I don't want to see people in the hallway.
And the second message I got was that it could be this Philly Dum-Dum, or it could be Jason Tony, or it could be some other guy. But there's going to be another guy, and then Jay Tool's going to be around here a couple of days a week working his magic. So, hey, listen, I look at this, Mike, as a chance.
I thought you were going to slip and say, I look forward.
No, I look forward to this as a chance to get some new features going on this show.
You're right. If I take it from that standpoint.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had the trauma of the other new guy. And what was great about that is the other new guy is pretty cool. And it was quite pleasurable. I mean, and now it's somebody actually this is so rare, it happens so rarely, that it was somebody that I was even accused of kissing his ass because I legitimately liked
Jason,
the guy.
Jason Tony?
No, Jason Tony. I love Jason Tony, but I'm talking about that guy, Michael Hughes.
Well, Michael Hughes is still one of the corporate bosses.
And he's a good guy. I mean, he's a guy that's funny, has, you know, funny things to say. But that happens one out of 90 times.
Here's our first dumbass call of the day. Hey.
I got your dumbass right here, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz, Mike, how you guys doing?
All right.
Good.
What do you want?
What's up?
Don, all you ever do is complain about this, and that at the office. I mean, if I got paid what you guys are getting paid, man,
now listen,
would
not
have a complaint in the world.
Let me just stop
every
you.
Week,
Hey, douchebag. Hey, douche.
What?
I happen to have a log from every show. Can you tell me the last time, besides today, that I took 5 minutes of valuable time to talk about how bad the equipment is here?
Two or three times a week, Don.
Really?
Wait a minute. Are you saying specifically? Absolutely. Quiet. Are you saying specifically the equipment?
Yeah, you guys.
All right. Well, hold on. Hold on.
Look at it.
Hold on. If any
gum and the bits and pieces.
Now, is this going to be a dialogue, or are you just going to ramble on?
Because if anything, I'm very meticulous in my note taking, and I will tell you that on yesterday's show, at the beginning of the program, we talked about the live meet and greet that we're having next week at the Acropolis. We met the couples for the Backwards Newlywed game. And I had a little discussion about va-va-va-va, my wife.
Right.
Going back to...
There's a couple things you guys do on your show, but...
Hold on. I am going through... You accused me of something, and I got the proof here, so shut the F up. Tuesday, the 11th, show started out. Me talking about Lisa with her dopey screensaver of Charlie Broyhill. That went on to Joe Millionaire, went on to CrazyThoughts.com, went on to... there was nothing bad about the station at all on Tuesday. Let's go back to Monday the 10th.
So last week you guys took the keyboard apart. We're looking in there for a little gook and goon. It's the guy with a little bit...
That's the best I've
seen. Hey, dumbass! Now you're really showing your stupidity. If you listen between 2 and 3 p.m., or if you happened to be listening last Friday when I was having back surgery, that was a rerun of a show that ran anywhere between 3 to 7 years ago.
And you're still complaining about the same thing.
No, but your
He's
point,
still right.
Your point originally was that
every day. And I'm telling you, I keep meticulous notes. Monday, February 10th. Talked about my weekend out. Talked about the guys in the Four Seasons bar that got into the fight. Talked about Kirstie Alley playing the retarded woman on TV. Do you want me to continue?
I don't even work full time anymore. You got part time hours, and you still complain about.
You're another.
Hey, now wait. Now I have to stop you there when you say we get congratulations for that. Why aren't you jumping on that bandwagon?
Furthermore,
no, congratulations, Mike. You know, you earn every little penny of it, but I don't, you know, you carry Don there.
Oh, you know how long, can I tell you something? Do you know how long people have been doing the divide? And you laugh because
it is
so non-original. Do you think that after this many years that you're going to drive a wedge between us by that same BS, which you don't even mean, ass?
Hey, you know, check this out. Here's one thing I did want to point out to you guys also. This is something else.
See, you know what? F you. You know what? Hey, you don't even listen to people.
You don't get it. Mike is talented. Mike is my partner. But I got news for you. And this is no offense to Mike, who's great and is fabulous to work with. I put the show together every day. Every friggin' day, I put this show together.
Are you a producer there, Don?
Yes, I am.
Still?
Yes.
Sometimes you complain about being it, not being it.
I always am.
Let me ask you a question.
Always are. Okay.
Let me ask you.
I always am, always have been, always will be.
I ask this question of you, and let me ask you, why the bitterness?
I'm mad.
Why? Now there we go. Now we're getting somewhere. Why are you mad?
Today's my girlfriend's birthday, and it's Valentine's Day, and I just can't make her happy, guys.
So you're not happy with your own life, and you decided you'd vent a little on us? You know what? If you're telling us that, you're being completely honest, and you're more honest than most of the dicks that do that.
And I certainly...
No, that's not it. Actually, she's here with me right now, so...
So you're a liar.
No,
you just lied to me. You just lied to me.
She's here. I'll feel
you know what? You're not. Now you're not making any sense.
No.
Mike.
Listen, here is the point, dickhead. You said...
I complain every day, and I prove to you that I don't. That's it. You lose.
You take everything so literal. Every day means
literally,
a week.
Though. Not literal.
Every week. I do have logs for every week of every show. I do keep meticulous logs, and I would bet, I don't know what you do for a living. I'm guessing you work with your hands, but just in case you don't, I would bet that on an hourly basis, I work more hours a week than you do. Because if you think...
I try not to work a whole lot.
Because if you think I walk in here every day at 3 o'clock and walk out at 7 and that's all the work I do, then I am a friggin' fantastic magician.
Do you enjoy the show, sir?
It's got to be a full-time...
Excuse me. Do you enjoy the show?
Absolutely.
Can I ask you a favor?
I'm a diehard listener.
Can I ask you a favor? And do I have to repeat every question while you talk?
Yes, Mike.
Can I ask you a favor?
What?
Leave us the F alone.
Go away.
Just leave us alone.
Douchebag. 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 Douchebag.
Today.
I think really, really, for anyone that you know wants to know, understand the mind of the caller, that is a really
or the lack sense. Of the mind
that
of the caller.
Guy is just getting his nut.
Getting his nut.
Douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Listen, I'm going to make you a serious offer, and I swear to Christ, our offices are at 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. You can't miss me.
I'm straight from you guys.
Why don't you come on down, sign a waiver, and let's you and I, it'd be a great bit for the show, let's you and I have a little fight here in the studio.
Oh, boxing match. I would love that.
No, not boxing. I'm talking about bare knuckle.
Oh, okay.
What time can I count on you being here?
Well, not today.
Yeah, all right.
Not today.
Valentine's Day. How about, I'm off Monday.
So am I.
Okay, well, Don, since this is your show, what time would you like me to be there? When? It can't be today or Monday, though.
How about Tuesday at 3 o'clock?
Tuesday at 3. What day is that? I have gas also.
Pardon me?
We're waiting.
What day is that? I asked you.
I asked you.
We're not. It's Tuesday.
Well, it's a date.
It's a date.
So what's the date?
The 18th.
The 18th. I'll be there.
You'll be here at 3 o'clock.
And I'll be there at 3 o'clock Tuesday.
So you sign a waiver that says no matter what happens to you physically, you do not sue me.
I want you to sign the same waiver.
No problem. You have my waiver right here, Dick.
I got your dick right here.
I'm so tired of guys like you calling the show. Really? Really, one time on the air... No kidding, no bit. I just would love to pound the crap out of one of you guys that calls up and tries to start
trouble.
And it's
a copycat because he listened to the end of the show yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
And he liked that and he wanted to be a part of this again today.
So are you serious? If you're serious, you'll leave your name, your address, your phone number with Lisa so we can get a hold of you.
Absolutely.
All right, good. All right, consider it done. Very then our business is done.
And you and I will have a bare knuckles fight on the air Monday at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Or make that Tuesday.
Tuesday at 3 o'clock. The 18th.
Very good. All right.
The 18th.
All right.
We'll put you on hold.
I look forward to it.
We'll be there.
We'll put you on hold.
No need for the weed. Just bring you.
Okay. I'll be there. I've got to bring a couple people for fun and enjoyment, though.
No. It's me and you here in the studio.
Okay. Fair enough. Then.
All right. We'll put you on hold.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
He seems nice.
Very nice guy.
Yeah. Right.
God. And a copycat from yesterday.
I know. It's because I yelled at the guy
yesterday. Yeah.
I know it. I fell into the trap.
You know what? Really? It's getting to a point where we just, those guys, it's all about what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what you want, not about what I want, and I think really not about what the listeners want anymore. I think it's just a guy getting his nuts.
And
I think we got to stop it.
And one time,
after this many years, I think we got to say F it to that.
Who knows? Maybe the guy will kick my ass. But one time, if one of these guys shows up and signs the waiver, and I've never even been in a fight. I've never been in a fight, really.
I don't think it's anything you have to be concerned with.
You don't think he'll show?
I think he might show. I just reiterate, it's nothing you have to be concerned with.
Gotcha. Amen, my friend. All right, Anna's here. We'll meet her in a second, and then we'll bring the guys in.
I'll write the waiver.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because I'm going to need something, because I don't, like, what I don't want to do is, like, bang his head against the wall. Yeah.
Right.
You know, because I figure if I'm really going to fight the guy, I'm not going to, like, put my dukes up. I'm going to do that the thing, like, push him into the wall and, right, and knee him and, you know, kind of bang his head against the ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it just, I hope that, you know, whenever we have done this, when we challenge the guy to a physical fight, it's always a wonderful exercise, because the best case scenario is we get his database. That's it. That's the important part. That's the most important, though.
He's still on the phone, I say. He's still on the
line.
Well,
let's not give him more. Don't give him more.
I'm not. I'm moving on. Oh, I'm ready for it. Hi, Charlie.
Now, he hung up before he gave us any information.
Yeah, well, they always do.
He hung up. Thanks. God. Thanks. I'm still undefeated, incidentally.
Hey, what are we ever going to do, you know, if we ever do have that situation come down? And do you remember the one time the guy showed up in the parking lot?
Yeah, but that...
Remember that one guy, and he was like 3 feet tall?
And we laughed at him.
Yeah. We laughed at him after we realized he didn't have a weapon.
We said, come on, get out of here. No, really, the serious thing is, one time we'll ask somebody down, we'll show up, and, you know, maybe I'll get my ass kicked, but maybe I'll kick somebody's ass. I hope it doesn't come to that.
Yeah.
But I'm just tired of so many dickheads calling the show.
I know.
I just had lunch with two dickheads today. And I got the...
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that pressure, too.
Yeah. Let's clear these lines right now.
Yeah, Valentine's Day doesn't mean anything.
You're goddamn right about that, Mike. Let's get a call 100 here. At 877-365-3636. You need your temples massaged. Mike, you got a headache?
That guy gave me an Excedrin headache.
That guy gave you a headache?
I'm going to go over to the newsroom and see my pharmacist during the break.
All right, Secret Sound coming up. Don't forget the money we're giving away today with the Senior Bachelorette, which we will start next. Hey, what do you think those two guys that were the meeting with me today think now?
I think they couldn't be happier.
They got to think I'm off my friggin' rocker.
No, they're enlightened.
They got to think I sat there and I...
They're going to know not to, you know, say anything about the show, or they'll get in a fist fight.
I played that whole friggin' game with them today and just came in and boom. How are you? Turned on them.
Who wants aspirin?
All the money that we're giving away today in the Senior Bachelorette, courtesy of... Viromax.
Promotional consideration provided by Viromax. Viromax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Right.
Back to you, Don.
Thanks, dude. And let's get a caller 100 a chance for $1,000 with the Secret Sound, and then we'll meet Anna and we'll meet the bachelors, and you'll hear the first of the Senior Bachelorette dates.
All right.
877-365-3636. Good luck. See, now why? Why would I be complaining about the
equipment? Where's the media touch?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
It takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
Always ready to tackle the clam. Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
It is a palatable excitement.
Hey, but it all feels
a sexual energy.
Oh, man, you can feel it, Don.
That is pulsating. Through our studios now.
Look at that.
With Anna, Senior Bachelorette, and all of her bachelor choices. We'll meet them next.
Smells like sex.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
It's broccoli.
Yeah, what caller number am I?
You are caller number 100, my friend.
All right.
Yeah, what'd be thy name?
It's Rob.
Rob, where are you from?
I'm actually from, I'm Paul. I listen to you guys on 94WISP.
Beautiful.
But I live in the Maryland area, so...
All right,
thank you. From Maryland.
Thank you for the bio. You won the America Undercover Prize Pack.
Hey,
can I ask something?
What's that?
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
You want to fight?
Do
Do I want to fight?
I'm kidding. HBO takes you into the world of forensic pathology to solve criminal cases. Autopsy 9.
Yeah, baby. Great show.
We're a fan of the autopsy show. Mm-hmm. Dead Awakening. That's this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central on HBO. All right, my friend, you're going to play for $1,000 with a common everyday sound. Identify it. Win the money. Treat your good lady to something nice for Valentine's Day. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
this marquee.
Oh, from back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. Absolutely.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it comes. You know, I'm trying real hard to think of Bismarcky. Is it Justa? Is that the first two words of the title?
No.
Really? Oh. Was that a Bismarcky song to around?
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend.
You say he's just a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shatner-esque.
Yeah, I do. Occasionally I bring out the Shatner.
Is that the sound of a...
Stop.
Just a Friend. That's the song I was thinking of. But I forgot all about you. What do you think the sound is, my friend?
Is that the sound of a glass coaster hitting a glass coffee table?
A glass coaster hitting a glass coffee table. You couldn't be more specific than that.
Oh, yep. We're sorry.
No. Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
Those songs are one and the same because the lyric continues, you say she's just a friend.
Ah.
So they're both the same song.
Both correct.
I knew that.
Both right.
I knew that.
We all knew that.
We're both down with Bismarcky. It's time for Senior Bachelorette.
Yay.
Been looking forward to this for Valentine's Day.
Oh, here she comes. Oh, look at her today.
Wow. Doesn't she look good?
All fixed up. You look fantastic.
Well, a lot of people don't remember this song from one of the early Beatles albums. We remembered it.
Anna.
Yeah.
You don't ask me, girl.
Here's Anna, our senior bachelorette, Ed. Yeah, you are.
You went out and got a new hairdo, didn't you, Anna?
Yes.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
You fixed up. You almost look like one of those Regis and Kelly Lee makeover things.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, not that you didn't look very nice the last time you were here.
Thanks.
Hey, but,
man, you really do look fantastic. I mean, yeah, you went to town. Wait, let's give her a round of applause.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's a radio show, but she went out and got her hair
lovely.
All done.
You look
wow,
great.
Fantastic.
Look at that. You got your hair done. You got, your nails done.
Yes.
What is this outfit you got on?
Charlie gave me that.
Whose belt is it? Where'd they get that belt off? A homeless person?
Wendell belt.
Is that a Wendell belt? Is it a Wendell belt?
That didn't have anything. Look at all those beautiful guys.
Oh, look at all the guys.
Oh, no.
Look at them going by. Oh, my God.
You're going to be meeting these guys right now.
They came.
So to speak, yes.
I mean, they came here.
Yeah. They came here. They showed up. We only had two cancellations, and both were weather-related.
There you go.
I think that speaks volumes for you, Anna.
Thanks. So,
that people went to the website, saw your picture. Like the concept. So what you're going to do is you're going to meet each of these guys individually right now. We're going to bring them in one at a time.
Oh, okay.
They'll say hi to you. And then you'll go on a 5-minute date with each of them.
Very good. Okay.
Now, Mike, you'll notice. I don't want to point towards Anna's breasts.
Right.
If you look towards her breasts.
Yes.
You'll see she has the lavalier microphone.
She has the lavalier microphone. And the guy will be mic'd as well. And we will be able to listen to the 5-minute date that they go on. And, you'll be able to play at home.
And we're not going to let the other guys hear what the previous guys have asked you and you've talked about on the date. There will be, we can't give you real booze, just in case anybody goes out and runs over a kid. That's really weird.
I know. Yeah.
But we do have, like, sparkling...
You always, whenever you explain that, you seem to make it worse every time. Well, no, I guess maybe it wasn't worse. It was a busload of kids.
School bus.
Yesterday, yes.
We have sparkling, some kind of non-alcoholic something for you. And we have Hershey's Kisses and cupcakes with Hershey's Kisses.
The only thing I would tell you, Anna, is that you got all these dates to go on, so pace yourself.
Yeah. Anyway, the deal is, Anna, when you get done with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys, counting Tom, 9, you will, then after you go on the dates, you'll pare it down to 3. And then I have a special, way for them to present themselves to you. And then you pick the one guy you like the best. Anna, you get $1,000.
Wow.
The bachelor gets $500. You'll be going out to dinner tonight. You'll have $500 to spend. Have a great meal. Have a great time. We'll send you with a tape recorder, and we hope that you will show up on Tuesday. Well, you got to show up to get your money.
Right.
Yeah. And also, the guy will show up, and the belt, I'm told, was last used when Buzz was spanked on his birthday.
Oh, there we go. My best wishes on it.
And the belt is now station property.
Okay, but it obviously at some point came from somebody. I guess we'll never find out who that was.
But Anna takes solace in knowing that that belt was on Buzz's buttocks.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's happy about that. She's a big fan of Buzz's.
So, Anna, what you do is you get it from 9 or 8, whatever the number is, to 3. Then from 3 to 1. Go out on the date tonight. Have a great time. Show back up Tuesday and tell us what happened.
Thank you, Don.
Okay, you're very,
very
welcome.
Nice.
We love you. You are a wonderful woman. We couldn't have asked for a better contestant for this.
I don't think we could have picked a better person for this.
And now we're going to introduce you to your fellas, to your suitors, one at a time. They'll simply come in and say hi.
Very good.
And we'll ask you when they leave what your initial thought was. Let's start by meeting 24 years young. His name... Stanley.
Stan, come on in here. Come on, Stosh.
Friends call him Stan, the Stan Man. Hi, Stan.
How you doing?
Stan, I see you're 24. You're a young 24, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Stan, this is Anna. Say hi to Anna.
Anna, good to meet you.
Stan's wearing a Kevin Arnold shirt.
DD, by the way.
Now, Stan, are you pleasantly surprised that...
Yes, I am. I think she's very gorgeous looking.
There you go. That's it. Now, see, that's the right idea. Mm-hmm. I think Stan here is setting the agenda. He's setting the way that these gentlemen should be speaking to Anna.
Stan, you'll have the pressure of going on the first date. So get out of here to prepare for that.
I will do
Thank
that.
You, Stan.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you.
These are just very brief,
yes.
Very brief intros, because it's really all up to Anna and the way these little five-minute dates go.
Let's meet our second guy. His name is Scott.
Now, immediately, we have a problem with Scott. I hate to say
Scott,
that.
You got
to
get rid of the gum, pal.
Scott, here you go. Scott, get the gum. Just not I mean, come on.
Bad form.
It's not for festivals.
Say hi to Anna, Scott.
Oh, hi, Anna. How are you doing?
Scott is 24 now. Oh, now.
She came out of her seat.
Oh, no,
she did. You actually jumped up out of your seat to say hello to Stan. Scott, upon first glance at Anna, you obviously have heard her on the radio. She has a wonderful personality. What do you think?
Oh, her pictures on the website don't do her justice at all.
And Scott is 24 also. Scott has a short haircut with little, is that a little highlighting you got
yes,
there in your hair? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Scott, get out. That's it till you're back.
Thank you, Scotty.
Good for now.
All right, very good. So far, so good, Anna?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Anna, what do you think about those guys?
What am I going to do?
Let's meet Damien.
Now, Damien's coming in here. Oh, now she gets... Now, wait, now, even now, a hug for Damien. Oh, now, Anna, let's play poker here. Don't reveal your choices.
Warming up, big guy.
Never liked this big guy, Damien.
Damien called the show. I had a chat with his dad, Satan. Damien, you are 23, right?
Yes, I am.
Nice, big...
For all of my friends at Blue Cross. Oh, excuse me. At work.
You could say Blue Cross.
He's a shorter David that works for Sam.
And you seem to, you know, have an immediate kind of feeling for Damien here.
He's nice.
He's very nice. Okay. Now she's
young.
He's nice. Yeah. Damien, nice how tall are you, buddy?
6'2". Wow.
6'2". Yeah, you're a big guy. You lift weight and all that kind of stuff?
Yep.
All right.
And now you are 23... Anna's 62. 33, 43, 53, 63. Only 39 years in age difference.
What do you think, Damien? What do you think of young Anna here?
She is gorgeous. I'm having a hard time controlling myself.
All right, get out of here, Damien.
Right.
See you on your date.
Right.
Anna, I got to tell you, so far, these seem like a good collection of guys. They really do.
You kind of like
right up to the microphone.
You kind of like
very
him.
Nice.
You
very
like,
nice.
You like that last guy.
All right.
Here is Sean. Now you should know that Sean will be having a birthday on Monday.
So Sean would be officially our youngest contestant. Is that accurate?
And also our blackest.
Not quite. Yeah,
no, not quite our youngest. He's going to be 23 on Monday. That means you're 22, right, Sean? All right.
But definitely our blackest. What's up, my brother?
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing great, my friend. This is Anna. Anna said that she likes men of all color.
Great.
And
what do you think of Anna here, Sean?
Anna's gorgeous.
Yeah, there you go.
Does no justice at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at that.
He's making a lot of eye contact there.
You know what to say. Once you had black,
you never go back.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Right. Get out of here, Sean.
Thank
Happy
you,
birthday
Sean.
To you.
So, how would you feel about that? The white devil going out with the...
Wait, I just want to say one thing. We have had many contests on this show where we have gotten some skeezy, nasty-ass guys coming in here. Do you notice the type? We're getting a type with this
guy. I don't want to be pinned as a fag, but most of these guys...
Just kind of like clean-cut guys.
With the possible exception of Stan.
Right.
Most of them could be like male model types.
And they just seem like, average... Guys, the kind of guys you'd take, home to mom, probably, right. I mean, I don't want to sound gay, but that's my assessment of these guys so far.
You thinking about some of that old black magic now? Let's meet your next suitor.
She said he was cute.
His name is Neely.
Now, this is another, seems to be, we have another ethnicity here. I'm not sure what
24.
And he's...
Neely is holding him. Neely, whatever you say, I'm saying the microphone. Are you the mulatto?
No, man.
You are the...
Indian?
I'm the from Bangladesh, man.
Bangladesh. That's right. I remember talking to you.
You're a bartender.
Yeah, I'm a bartender.
How in the world? Could you pull your cap off a minute?
All right, there you go. All right,
you see him without his hat.
Look, all right, a little thin up on top. All right, is that why you wear the cap or what?
No, I just got off work.
Just got off of work? Okay. All right, very good.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to...
I will tell you that when Neely came in, that was the most... aggressive physical contact that any of the contestants.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm just
mean to be rude.
Oh, she's holding his hand now.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Might have been a good move on Neely's part.
Yeah,
might have worked.
Interesting.
All right,
strategy.
Neely, thank you. Get out. We'll listen to your date.
Oh God. He winked at you.
Very confident.
Yeah, very confident.
Here's your next guy.
Broadcasting from.
Sorry. Made me want to vomit, but that's all right.
Here's your next guy. He's 22.
Right.
His name is Gordon. Oh, look at it. You know what? You wanted to kiss her, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You wanted to lean over and now, how tall are you, Gordon?
I'm 6'2".
6'2".
Looks a little like Jeff Goldblum, I think.
It's a goddamn Boy Scout convention we have here.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Rob, have you ever seen a collection like this?
You know what it is, Mike? It's like auditions for NSYNC.
It really is.
I'll tell you one thing. They don't listen to our show.
Now, are you the mulatto?
I am your mulatto contestant.
There it is.
Very good.
All right, so we got a mulatto, a guy from Bangladesh, and a brother in this. Everybody's
very good
at it. This is Gordon. Gordon, what do you think of Anna?
Anna is a very gorgeous lady.
Very good.
There's so many questions I'd like to ask these guys, but I'm not going to ask them in front of Anna.
No, of course not. Absolutely.
But could you ever picture yourself?
I think that'd be completely up to Anna.
A gentleman lands.
Wow, that's strong.
All right, get out of here, Gordon. Let's meet your next fella.
I don't get it.
Your next fella.
It's great.
Yeah. Just enjoy.
Is Phil.
Anna, you have brought out some well, this is interesting here.
Mike, the streak ends.
Yes, the streak is end. We have our first wild card here, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing?
I guess the thought of a haircut was out of the question.
Completely out of the question. I'm not cutting my hair.
Do you have a monkeys poster at home, from the old band or anything? I mean, explain the look to me, please.
I vowed not to cut my hair for a year.
So really?
Yeah, I got till May.
It's like Peter Tork.
Well, I understand not cutting it, but also you just, not touching it? Is that what it is?
Just let it go.
Just let it go.
Okay. Like, there are two celebrities, I think. First is Peter Tork of the Monkees.
It's a monkey's haircut.
Second.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm far from that model look.
I've got the album cover here. Mike, you got the eyes.
Yes.
You tell me.
Oh, yes.
Separated at birth?
He's quirky.
Twin sons. Different mothers.
Now, Phil?
Yeah.
Phil, you are our youngest contestant. You're 21, right?
Correct.
When will you be 22?
At the end of February.
End of February. Okay, so he's the youngest.
And your thoughts on Anna?
She's beautiful. The pictures really don't do her justice on the website.
That seems to be the consistent theme here.
Mm-hmm. I got a break. I wasn't going to ask anybody any questions, but I want to ask you one question.
What's up?
Do you have any pubic hair?
Oh, no, I don't.
Is that shape?
Dear.
Oh. Okay, thanks. Get out of here. Now let's meet your last
boy
on the level contestant. This is
David, who is 23.
Oh.
Oh, when dear.
He kisses her hand.
Guys, Jesus, I couldn't have predicted the way this was going to go, but it's going very well.
We don't have, like, any rejects, well, with the exception of the last guy, who really just kind of looks weird.
He's the weirdo of the group, because the hair and the whole thing about the shaving, but, you know.
But even that's not really weird, not like when we play strip trivia. Right?
You know, if you were saying, let's get a group of guys together that will make a decent impression on an older person, these are these, and I don't mean that, Anna, I'm talking about, like, you know, bringing to the family or something. It's the Boy Scout look that we're getting here.
So let me see, Dave, you're 23.
Yes, sir.
Look at Anna. Tell me, what do you think when you...
She's gorgeous.
I want to say one thing here. They might all look like Boy Scouts, but let's not forget the fact that there might be evil in every one of them.
Oh, no, none at all.
Do you have a condom?
I'm ready to take it home to my mama.
Oh, my God. This is another aggressive guy.
This guy, he wants that $500 bet.
You bet a bit.
All right, get out of here. We've saved the best for last now. Technically, he's not really in the contest.
Bye.
He wants to be
nominated. Well, technically he is, isn't it? Isn't he really, though?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to put him in the contest.
He wants to go by the name of Mr. Perfect.
Let's bring in Mr. Perfect right now. Where's Mr. Here he comes.
Tom.
Here he comes. Get excited. Here he comes.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Tom Gavin!
How you doing?
Tom, there's the microphone right
over there. Tom.
Okay, walked right by it.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Don.
Tom, say hi to Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
I've heard you on the radio for years.
You have?
Nice to meet you.
I'd like to go on a date with you.
Oh, well, I'm gonna take a very close look at all of them.
Okay, Tom. Before you leave, Tom, can you tell us what you think of Anna? Oh, I think it was probably a wise man keeping the hat on so she wouldn't see the shaved head.
What do you think of Anna, Tom?
She looks nice.
Uh-huh.
What would you do on a date?
Take her out to a date. Take her out to a dinner.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
nice.
Take her back to the apartment.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And?
And have sex with her.
Oh, dear. Well, right. Well, that's very honest of you, Tom.
Mr. Perfect, you have to leave now like the rest of the guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
You will have the final date with Anna.
Very, very good, Tom.
Thank all right.
You have the glasses with the string on the back of them.
Very good, Tom.
Hey, you want to show where I can balance that cane on your head?
Yeah.
All right, watch this. Tom does a trick. All right, here we go. All right, ooh, watch out.
This could sway the contest, actually.
All right, here we go. Watch this.
And he walks with a cane, and look at this. He's going to balance it on his head. Can he do it? There's the pressure.
There it is.
And, yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
There you go.
There it is. Brilliant. Absolutely. Good job, Tom.
Charlie's
right here.
It's Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
All right, get out, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Mr. Perfect.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye. Get out now, Tom.
There he goes.
Now, Anna.
I'm cleaned up for this competition.
In a moment. Relatively speaking.
It wasn't the yellow tie-dyed T-shirt.
I believe he may have shaved.
Yeah.
And he's our only contestant with Velcro shoes.
Now, Anna, you looked at all those guys, with the exception of Tom. I don't even put Tom in there, because he was as cleaned up as we've ever seen him. You got to be pretty impressed. That's a pretty nice looking bunch of guys, huh?
They're all handsome.
It's going to be difficult for you to decide. Look at this.
Hey.
All right. There's the first troublemaker.
Knocked
right
off,
there.
Off ass.
David kissing the glass.
David was kissing the glass. Now, it turns out we're going to have to break. And we're going to give you a couple of minutes to think about each of these guys. Uh-huh. And then you'll be back in the green room, where we have the sparkling non-alcoholic stuff, the veggies, the chocolates, the whatever, the cupcakes, all that stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
And you're going to go on a 5-minute date with each of these guys.
Okay, thank you.
And we're just going to be listening. So get out of here. Have a good time.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Is it going? Are you having a good time so far?
I am having a ball.
Very good.
I can't tell you how
very good.
Fun.
And we will see you, Anna. Hold on, before you walk out, I've been saying this. You are a grandmother, right?
Yes.
Yes, you are. And how old are your grandkids?
10 and 15.
Very good. And may I ask your bra size? a gasp of shock.
Yes, 36B.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I knew it.
There you go.
I knew it.
All right, good job.
Yeah.
Very good,
gotcha.
Anna. Thank you, Anna.
Red and black knit dress today.
Yes. Yeah, she got real
fixed
up.
Yeah. A little slinky dress
nice
today.
Fit, yeah.
She got all fixed up today for this thing. You're goddamn right, Rob.
That's right.
Wow.
You know, who'd have thunk it? It's an interesting comment. Well, we got one guy, David, that behaved the way I thought they would all behave. You know,
tear me off a piece of that.
Hey, way to go,
man! Am I ready for this contest?
So, me too.
Folks, you're here on a good day. When we come back,
mm-hmm. Right.
It's not often I can say that.
Okay, Conan.
Oh, is that what he says?
He always says something like that. It's funny. It's like, it's a great show. He says, you know, we just assume they're great shows, right? But this is a truly great show.
No, right. I'm not BSing. Normally they are good. But today.
This is cool.
This might really be a good show.
I agree.
We'll hear the first of the dates. Now, they will not be able to hear us. We will simply be listening to them. They'll be on a 5-minute clock.
You can play at home, but the lady who's going to be making the decision is going to be Anna. And she, there are a couple of guys in there in the introductory phase where she kind of tipped her hand a little bit, but we'll see what happens when they get to talking.
So she'll go on a 5-minute date with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys. That'll take 45 minutes. Then she'll pick from those guys, those 9, down to the final 3. And we have then a task for the final 3.
Uh-huh.
And when they make their presentation, after they're given the task, Anna will select the one who she will go out with tonight.
And Tom Gavin will get the same 5 minutes that everybody else gets, correct?
You bet your ass.
Thank you.
He'll get the last day.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. We'll start in the order that you met him. It'll be Anna on her date with Stanley. And that's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey. How about a hug?
Oh. I hate goodbyes.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Right.
Just ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, hey, listen, Thursday... Next week on Thursday, you can win a trip for two to Atlantic City to see UFC 41, Atlantic City Boardwalk Hall, Feb 28. UFC, of course, Ultimate Fighting Championship was from Comcast and Cox Cable. Don't miss UFC 41 Onslaught live next Friday night on pay-per-view. Call Comcast or Cox to order. We'll give away this trip next week. Also, Thursday. Next Thursday night, we're doing one of our meet and greets. Come on down to the Acropolis. We can't buy you beer.
No.
We can't buy you liquor.
No.
Because then you could run over a senior citizen and we would be held responsible.
Sounds like a recurring theme.
We can supply food and we'll be there. We'd love to meet you at the Acropolis, 13 and 37 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest. And that's next Thursday night, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Very good.
And we really need a big turnout because Jay Toole mentioned he was going to show up.
God, I hope so.
This corporate guy that I was dealing with.
Well, and now it'll be delightfully awkward if he's been listening to the show today.
So, yeah, like, come out, see what kind of a crowd you guys draw.
Well, now we have to get a big crowd out there.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, let's see. Let's go to the green room.
Now, do we have a timer?
We do, and they cannot hear us.
No.
Is that correct?
Good.
Lisa's awaiting your word.
Then, Lisa, tell them to start their date.
Look at this. Is that cute?
Oh, that's very nice.
Go tell them to start.
Didn't have anything to put that on.
Yeah, I just put mine in my pocket.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
You can have, help yourself.
Has she told them to start?
Yeah.
Oh, they started. Okay.
When did they start?
Yeah.
Oh, sparkling cider.
Yes.
15 seconds ago.
Are you one that called in on the first night?
Yes, I called in the first night.
And you were in the bookstore?
Should be Stan?
No, I'm...
Yes, Mike, this is Stan.
24-year-old Stan.
Mm-hmm. Where do you teach?
I teach in Baltimore.
Oh, my God, you drove all the way over here?
All the way down.
From Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that bad.
You weren't scared of the weather? Or...
Oh, no.
She's taking charts like any good older woman would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. In high school.
Yeah.
So. Now, we personally are not letting any of the other guys hear these dates.
It's kind of fun because I can mix right in with them on casual
dates.
He's so old-timey.
One of them.
Just gently touching himself.
I have a niece that teaches music. She majored in music, and She
awkward, man.
She,
well, what it is, Don, of course it is small talk.
Senior bachelorette. You see, she's 62, he's 24.
Do you think out of all of our contestants, we may have a moment like on Joe Millionaire where we hear a gulp and a slurp and moi?
I bet we do.
No, I teach in the county.
In the county.
Mm-hmm. It's really close to
the... This guy's trying to sway me. He's not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting to think what you would do. Mm-hmm. You know, would you compliment? Would you?
Yes.
I will tell you that I think there probably should be less talk and more longing looks.
Your teachers will know it.
Okay, let's listen for a second.
We have to make that recording.
We do.
We have to make a recording.
I think that would be fun.
She's talking about going on the date.
You know,
I'm realizing she's going to be exhausted. Well, it's quite a demanding schedule.
No, I don't know, Mike.
I don't know. I'm just nervous. I mean, I've been very nervous.
She's got enough sexual energy to drive a mustard bomb here from Iraq.
You know, kind of my friends encouraging me, oh, you should go in. And I kind of came in. And then once I won, I didn't feel like I could. You know, could back out. So,
I was nervous too.
Yeah.
But you know, just talking to you, that it's starting to.
He takes his shirt off.
You know, we're just going out to dinner.
Right.
That's all. Just going to dinner.
She's got her shoe off now. She's got her toe up in his crotch.
So we have to. I don't know where they're sending us. So
I don't know either. I wouldn't be too picky though.
No,
shame we didn't
care.
Get like a little boom box in there with some
and go to dinner.
Little classical piano in the background.
Well, what kind of things?
Well,
do?
We didn't want anything that would take away from us from their conversation.
Retire.
Yes.
I retire.
I have background music. I can add it if you like later.
Let's
play it by ear. I think
everybody
might be nice.
At my work is.
What type of background music did you have in mind? I was saying, of course, the light piano.
Well, a lot of people told my secretary to write music. Probably listening right
oh
now.
Oh my God, they're going to say, how in the world could you go over there and date a 62-year-old woman?
they forced me there.
Yeah.
It would be great,
it
would have a lot of fun.
Yeah, so anyway, at first I was really, really unhappy because I thought, you know, my boss will hear about this and he'll feel that this is disrespectful to his position and. You know, here I am getting ready to retire. They're probably going to tell me you can go now or something, you know. And so I got really, really nervous about it. And so finally I just went in and told him. And he said, oh, I think it'll be fun. I think it's fun. You know, he took it so well.
I didn't tell my principal just because, you know, someone today that was for teachers. We didn't have classes today. But.
Right.
Jesus.
I know, because when somebody thinks of a 62-year-old woman, you know, I mean, that is a long, long way.
1 minute to go.
You know, into the future for you. You're going to have many, many, many years to get to that point, and it must be so ridiculous for them to think, you know, that you would do this, so.
She's fishing.
Yeah, I understand.
As soon as I heard about it, I called in. I really wasn't too apprehensive
like
about
the
age. Oh,
you
I love
like
the show.
Show.
You hear what he said? Not too apprehensive about the age.
I think that Don is a genius at how he can put together.
Did you hear that?
You know, it's such a good show.
Amen.
Right.
Because he does. He says he produces it.
Well, Mike does help him out.
Oh, Mike is so wonderful. Those voices and everything. I love him.
I'm putting a vote in for Stan now for mentioning me.
I'm more comfortable with Don because
most women are.
I feel like I'm more, you know, I could talk to him and everything. He's so nice and everything because Mike intimidates me. He's so smart. He does so many things.
She's okay. I think we both know what she's doing. Over. So she's a sweet talker, Don.
Somebody go in and shut that broad up.
We're both the same way.
You know, you get done with it.
This is off you.
Someone go in there and break that up.
Do we have it
locked? We have to tell them, Lisa or Joe, come here for a second.
Okay,
so that we're going to tell her we certainly don't mind that she likes the show. It's great, but she shouldn't be sucking up to us during this segment. You know? I mean, we're not the ones voting here.
Well, she Don, she has a right to say whatever she wants to say. It's like this. Please, no, stop. Hand up in the air, more and more. But, you know, they seemed to get along well, didn't they?
Yeah. My favorite moment was, well, I had to ask my boss, and I didn't know. Yeah, I had to ask my principal. Let's get the second guy in there. This would be Scott.
24-year-old Scott.
And somebody tell me when they're ready to go, and I'll start the clock here.
Scott. I don't think it's Scott Evil.
Hello.
Scott.
Thank you, Sean.
Are they on?
Thanks.
Okay. He said dismissing the last contestant.
All right, fellas. Now, the rest of the guys are moving down the hallway.
See, some of them brought candy and flowers.
Oh, yeah. God, look at you.
Oh, Scott.
Look at you.
Just started. Okay.
Right,
just
started. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you hanging out?
Oh, I'm telling you. It's been a nerve-wracking experience.
Yeah?
I've been so nervous.
Oh, I bet. Have you been looking forward to this?
Yes, I, yeah. I mean, I really did, because I felt like once I had gotten into it, I should follow through with it.
Yeah.
How about you?
I've been looking forward to it.
You're like John and Mike, and you just love to be over here with the program. Is that it?
I've been listening to them since I was about 10 years old, since I was like fifth grade, before I even understood most of the stuff that they used to talk about. So.
Scott sounds nervous.
Yeah.
Great. So where do you live?
I live in Falls Church right now. Yeah, I grew up around this area, so.
Hope she doesn't ask
you
his address.
The first night.
Yes, I was the first guy through.
Oh, you were the one that said you were in the bookstore?
No. I work
in
IT. Yes.
She really did listen to all these guys.
Yeah.
What do you do?
She's prepared.
Like a consultant, independent?
We work for government agencies. We're a government contractor.
So the lady should always be prepared.
For the government.
No, that's good.
So what do you do these days?
Getting ready to retire.
Yeah?
Yes. Just a couple months.
Are you looking forward to that?
Absolutely.
I bet.
Yes, absolutely.
I bet.
I dare one of these guys ask her, when's the last time you had a period?
But see, that she wouldn't.
I'll be happy.
Milady wouldn't like that.
I know.
Well, not that I plan on doing nothing.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, I have to find other things to do. I've been trying to get.
You know, I think that out of the group, we'll probably have one real sweet talk.
Do you have any traveling or anything planned?
So far, they're
yeah. Some traveling.
So they really are.
Mm-hmm. Have done some.
Yeah.
I can take
small talk in it.
Pretty much any time.
That's
I
nice.
To. Just got back from.
Wait time. Until the end.
Oh, really?
To what I have for the final three. Yeah.
Very good.
Nice.
Yeah. So yes, some traveling.
I might as well tell you they're not
you
listening.
Know,
when it comes to the final three,
yes,
their task will be during a commercial set
to
write an erotic poem about Anna.
Very good.
And then they have to come in and read the erotic poem to her.
The evening will unfold and. And I'm sure they'll pick some good stuff out.
I don't know what they have planned for.
No, I don't either.
Exciting.
Definitely.
This is fantastic.
Riding in a limo.
Oh, that's always exciting. That's always
Scott
exciting.
Is very nervous.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, when a guy talks about this, when he's
now,
exciting.
What do you? what did you think about coming just
I
because
was nervous.
Of the show and? Everything. I mean,
I just thought it'd be. I just thought it would be a unique experience and a chance to meet some new people, including yourself, of course.
Yes. So.
I haven't been to the station before.
No, I haven't either. I used to drive by on the way to work in the past, but so no, I came out because I'm just always looking to meet new people and do different things. So really, that was my main. Reason I decided to call up. They said between 21 and 25, and I was like, I'm between 21 and 25. So,
touch me, please.
You know, I fit that bill.
I know, and I'm not really
see
grateful
her?
For all of you that came out. I really didn't think anybody would come.
Oh, you're
you know,
too
funny.
Modest.
You're thinking when they're having this discussion that you and I could be like the angel and the devil.
So I'm glad for
touch her.
No, don't.
I've gotten so
she's too old.
From
touch her breast.
No, you'll lose if you do that.
Everything from people that were just amazed that I did this.
That's pretty exciting.
I mean, in my younger days.
I'm so nervous.
A little more reserved now.
Trying to be.
Yeah, I hear you.
What I do like, even if he's nervous, though, just like the other guy, he's really trying.
Yeah, both of these guys have come into this wanting to sway her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although neither one has tried the over-the-top, wow, you are gorgeous, much better looking than I thought you would be.
It seemed to me that I'm one of the guys, I forgot who it was, she likes the confident thing. So that might kick it over the top.
The day I started
she's
working
bored with
at
him.
My job.
Don't you think, Don?
I agree.
But she'll pick. We might
get any second thoughts about doing this or anything.
We're going to get in one more before the break. And it's Damien, the guy that she was obviously hot for.
That's one we should pay attention to.
I wouldn't. I would never have won and then not done.
And then backed out of it.
Don, I can only say this date hasn't gone well.
Oh, God.
So I hope it'll go well.
See, this conversation's already completely stopped.
Yeah, they're out. They're done.
Guys. I've been talking with them since we've been here. So.
Yeah,
you won't go wrong with any of them, I don't think.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, now immediately.
You're
yeah.
a big loser.
Out.
What are your expectations for the night?
Just to have somebody that will talk.
Not to be with you, Dick.
Talking's always good. Sitting in silence for hours isn't any fun.
I think I know.
Lots of times we say... when we go out to restaurants, we'll look around and we can...
We're
sitting there, you know.
Now, someone get in there.
Somebody that will talk.
Break that up.
All right.
All done.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, do you hear the relief in her voice?
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Break that thing up.
See you later. Hope you enjoyed my company.
Break that thing up.
Goodbye.
Let's do one more before the break. If she had a thing for anybody, it was this guy, Damien.
You bet.
Big guy. Reminds her of a guy at work.
Yeah, coworker.
Somebody let me know when the clock is ready to start.
Damien?
Damien.
He's putting on his microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Damien didn't really do a lot of talking. We'll see what happens here.
Damien is big, shaved head, like 6'2", looks like he works out all the time.
Your 5 minutes begins right now.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, how you doing, Anna?
Great to see you. Would you like to get something to drink?
I'm
fine, thank you. But should I get you something?
No, I have my water.
Okay.
Thank you. So, I don't know if I heard you speak on the radio. Did you call in the first night or the second night?
I believe I called in the second night.
Yeah. And what do you do?
I'm a paratrooper in the Army.
No way!
Yeah.
Is that right?
Swims.
And you just came back from Afghanistan? Is that what they said?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I've been back about 12 years.
I bet she just got some VM. What was that?
I'm in Fairfax.
Some vag moisture.
I've got to go back to Fort Bragg.
Yeah. Oh, and how much longer? You just went in for the first time? Or?
This was my first deployment, first enlistment.
How can you not be pulling for this guy?
Yeah.
She likes him.
Wonderful. All those poor guys over there. I have two nephews over there.
Nephews? That's how old she is.
I guess they're still on the ship.
She has two nephews serving our country. This is a patriotic match.
Like 21 days or so.
Yeah,
did he?
They're there.
No, he didn't say that. I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, ship. I thought he said that happened.
Okay.
So what do you do for fun? Jump out of planes and
Well, that's not. I don't do that for fun. That's
Hey, Lisa.
A good time while I do all that. But I
can you go in and rearrange? Let them continue, but just rearrange the microphones. They're brushing up against their clothes.
They're brushing up against each other.
How did you just happen to be listening and heard that? Huh?
Yeah, I had just gotten up here and I went out. I was out drinking with.
My neighbor.
I was out drinking.
How you doing, baby?
Smooth.
Back in his car.
They just got up here, happened to get into the car.
Do so. I called it up and I got in.
Isn't that something?
Yeah,
I can drink.
I'm actually going to listen to Donna Mike sometimes. Like in high school.
Most paratroopers do.
Oh, so you're from this area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love to listen to them. They're great. It's the best show.
Oh, it is.
Now, I think really one of the reasons we're hearing a lot of this is not necessarily that she's sucking up. I think it's the common thread that they have.
Making conversation.
But one of these guys has to make the move.
Right.
One of these guys has to.
I don't think Damien has to work real hard.
Watch out for Neely and David on that.
They were all freaking
out. Watch out for David in general.
Yeah.
David in general.
When I heard your voice, they couldn't believe I did this. But, you know, a couple of my friends kind of egged me on, and I came.
We don't see what he's doing, but he seems to be maybe he's longingly looking into her eyes.
Just kind of
he's not doing a lot of talking.
It's been fun.
It's good.
So you glad you did.
Yes, I'm glad. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's very nice, and it's very nice of all you young guys to come out.
All you young guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because I told them.
Now, this is an opportunity for compliment right here.
And
insert compliment.
You need this.
Damien?
And they said, no, they'll come. And I said, and they did, so I was really surprised.
Damien has been virtually silent during the day.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, everybody's fun. And that's the most, you know, that's what we need. What we
She's
need.
She's taking charge. Poor Anna. Damien, help her out a little bit.
You know, do this. And then...
You know, we'll get a talker. But right now, so far, Scott and Damien have not done any talking, but... Damien seems to, you know, have her heart.
I'm a Veritraper. He's kind of got that Joe Millionaire dumb guy thing going for him.
It'll be wonderful.
And you'll probably be home in time to do something afterwards.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, because they, you know, I think they're predicting some bad weather around midnight. And quite frankly, when it starts snowing, I run.
Yeah.
Run for home. So.
Yeah, run for home with your boy toy. Run for home with your parents.
I mean, I don't mind a little bit of snow, but if it comes by, so I can't drive in that. Well, it's hard to think about.
Just spend the night
by
the barracks.
By the fire.
I'm very thrilled to have...
Damien has said nothing during the...
She's carried the whole thing. I mean, he will probably be picked just because she likes his
strong silence.
She's nervous.
Oh, stop. So, where are you from?
I'm originally from Kentucky, and Louisville was my family.
That's the first thing these guys should do. You ask about her.
I think they show ghosts to Lexington, Kentucky, but I don't think they hear it in Louisville, so they keep calling their EJ, you know, what are you doing? What's happening? What are you doing? Tell me again.
She likes him, and I'm going to tell you why, because she is, so more than any other guy, she's had a run-on sentence since he walked in.
Animated.
And a puddle.
I believe so, Don.
It's all fun. You know, it's just for fun. And they understand that. Because my family is very religious. Very, very religious.
Now, Damien really hasn't had a chance to talk to her.
Oh, man. That's it. Break it up, kids. Break it up. Break it up. Throw some cold water on those kids right now. That's three guys down.
Right.
Stan, Scott, and Damien.
Say, out of the first three, it would be my estimation that Stan had the most to say.
I think they all suck. I really do. I would come at it, from a totally different way. I'd come at it, wow, you are nothing like I expected.
Right.
I want to take you out tonight. I would be sitting there going, my principal said I could have the day off. But, you know.
Hey, you know, but they're young guys, and, you know, they need a teacher, maybe. They need her.
What's the phone number in there, Robbie?
I don't know.
Well, would you find out the number? I'd like to call Anna and ask her, just if we could get a very quick read.
Yeah, without giving it away, she ought to tell us if there was any of the, if there were any of the three that impressed her.
If she liked any of the three.
Without giving us a name.
Are they in production one or production two? I can give you the number.
They're in the green room, Buzzy.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can't give you.
Yeah, nobody has
that number. Hotline's ringing.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, who's this?
This is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, this is Don.
Charlie, are you in the green room?
Yes, I am.
Right. May we speak to Anna, please?
Sure, she's just getting her dress back on. Hold on.
Hey, Anna.
Hi, Don.
Hi there. Listen, we don't want you to give anything away.
Okay.
But of those three guys, Stan, Scott, and Damien.
Don't mention any names.
Okay.
And don't feel bad if you say no to the question. Did any of them do anything for you?
Yes.
Ah, okay, so we might have one of the guys might be one of them, more than one. Well, I guess that would give it away.
Right. Yeah. One of those three guys.
I'm just dying of curiosity.
Yeah. At least one of the three.
Right. They certainly would be.
Are you surprised that they have not been more leading in the conversation, that you've had to do most of the talking?
No, I think they're as nervous as I am.
And you know what
it must be... absolutely mind blowing to think that you're sitting in a room with a 62-year-old woman talking.
Anna, I would suggest that the next go round that maybe leave it on them a little bit more. Yeah, leave it on them a little bit. But, you know, go ahead and keep the conversation moving, but don't feel it's necessary for you to carry it. These guys are trying to impress you.
Yeah. Okay. Are you all listening to every word?
We are. Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, what do you think?
I thought you were just kind of a little bit here and there.
Okay. No.
Oh, you're listening to everything.
The whole thing.
Oh, God, I better watch what I say.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Okay. And incidentally, Anna, my favorite moment was when you said you got permission from your boss, and I don't know which guy it was, said, I got permission from my principal.
Oh, one cute.
He's out.
Yeah, right.
All right.
All right, we'll check back with you after this break.
I'll try to... I'll try to tone it down a little bit. I'm so nervous. I just don't know what I'm doing.
You are doing a great job, Anna.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. There she is back in the production room.
Are we all in agreement? It's probably the paratrooper.
Yeah. Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, is this Joe?
No, this is Don and Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don. Is that guy, the paratrooper, is he in the Army?
I don't know whether he's in the Army or the Air Force or the Marines.
Don't know.
I guess the Marines have paratroopers, too?
I think so.
Paratrooper is the Air Force.
Well, then why do you...
check on that cat.
Why?
I think he's full of crap.
What do you mean? You don't think he's a paratrooper?
Right.
All right, we'll ask him.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and my show.
Well, Don, who wouldn't be jealous?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I've got some information on Joe Millionaire. I got a website link, actually.
Hold on. We have that coming up in the news.
Thanks.
We try to do a show every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? You want to do your own show, go get your own radio station. Hello, Don and Mike show. You've got that on your new show, don't you, Buzz?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, we're doing great.
Good. I want to make sure that Army guy gets the pick and gets one. I want him to win.
Why?
For America.
For America.
For America.
A true patriot.
Good
I agree
reason.
With you, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, that junior detective who was just on, his bullcrap detector is way off. The guy said he was from Fort Bragg, and that's Army.
Right.
And no other branch has paratroopers other than Army.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Bubba. My real name is Bubba. I'm from Mobile.
Yes, Bubba.
Is that dipstick that just called about paratrooper being Air Force? He's full of crap.
Okay.
Paratrooper is Army.
Okay, we have that in for. Thank you, Bubba. I do believe that's your name. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Gina, and I'm Damien's aunt calling in.
Oh, Damien's aunt.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Hi.
We're kind of thinking he did okay, even though he didn't talk a lot. We're thinking he did well in the first go-round.
Actually, let me tell you, he is an amazing listener. And any woman 62 years old definitely wants, every woman wants a good listener. But he's an amazing, amazing guy. And,
I thought you were going to say lover.
Well, I wouldn't quite know that, but
only
from what his girlfriends have said. But,
he's a family member and you're pulling for him.
Yes, I am. And he seemed very humble about what he has done for our country. And I just think that he deserves this 100% of the way.
Okay. Damien's, a lot of people are pulling for Damien.
Thank you, honey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys ever see that episode of Drew Carey Show where Drew dates like the 70-year-old woman?
Let me just mention that all of the money we're giving away today, the thousands of dollars, courtesy of Viramax.
Promotional consideration provided by Viramax. Viramax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viramax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Back to you, Don.
Thank you, dude.
I don't know that one.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have no idea what your work means to me.
What does it mean to you?
That somebody out there knows what it's like to be in here.
Oh, God, this is like a nightmare.
Oh, come on, just a couple of questions. How hard is that? How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
I don't know that one.
The Don and Mike Show.
How's your taint? The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, hello. Lisa, stand by with the next date. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I want to know if she doesn't pick Damien, can I have him? And even if she does, can I have him tomorrow?
Oh, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is Damien going to do our country proud and wear a red, white, and blue condom if he plunges in that 50-plusser?
Everybody's talking about Damien. Yeah.
Seems to be the guy that's getting all the talk.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Nick.
Hi, Nick. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say Damien's the best.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Fascinating.
Let me pass along the setup. Here it is, Valentine's Day 2003. we've done everything, really. We've had mass marriages. We've had mass divorces. We've dipped ourselves in chocolate. We've had naked people getting married on the show. We had two total strangers get married once in the show, and the groom got so drunk at the reception, he nearly died.
He had to be hospitalized.
I am not kidding. So, folks, frankly, I was tapped out.
1 month ago today.
And then the bachelorette thing happens.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
I go for walks.
Lots of guys who take off on the bachelorette. Lots of DJ shows do that, Bachelor and Bachelorette.
I have a seat.
What if we got a grandma hooked her up with a bunch of young guys?
Amen, Don.
And here you go.
Tomorrow is
it is 62-year-old Anna, but grandmother of two.
Man, have you seen her?
And nine guys.
Know my name.
None of them over 25 except Tom Gavin. And remember, it's Tom.
Yeah,
right. Tom's there for your pleasure. So
I know I can't.
Anna's going on a 5-minute date with each guy. She'll just pare it down to three. Then she'll, based on the erotic poem, pick the one guy she likes. And they'll go out on a romantic dinner tonight on us.
I love this song. Yeah.
And we'll give her $1,000, give him $500. You got to take the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah.
And you'll hear it on Tuesday's episode. They'll both be back here because we're not giving them the money unless they go on the date.
Good. That's right.
And we hear the tape.
That's the way it works.
So let's now go back live to the green room. And there's Lisa, who's standing by with Sean.
Here's Sean.
Who will be 23 on Monday.
5 minutes starts right now.
Okay. Starts now.
Very nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to see you again.
Look, you are beautiful.
Oh.
Like...
Oh, God.
Sean is, I believe, our brother.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So, what do you do?
I'm a secretary.
Oh, you are so beautiful.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So, what do you do?
Thank you.
He gave her a present, I think.
Well, I'm getting ready to retire. And,
oh, yeah.
And just enjoy life.
That throws them.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
The country and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Travel and stuff. I'm a legal assistant. Work for, I don't know if I should say who I work
for.
Yeah, okay. I work for the government and out in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sucks, but...
Yeah. Oh, you don't live in Springfield?
No, actually, I live in Maryland.
Oh, okay. So you have a long commute.
Yes, yeah. The Woodrow.
He's doing the sexy voice.
Yeah. I'm just working up to get down to Georgia.
Uh-huh.
I'm planning on moving soon.
Oh, that's good.
On a midnight train.
How did you get through legal school and all? I mean, how much legal school, I guess?
Once again, she's having to lead, though.
I got lucky.
I want to say Sean started strong.
Yeah, he did.
You are so beautiful.
Good move.
But then he's letting her lead again.
I got some strings pulled. I was a summer aide at the agency that I work at now.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
You got AIDS?
No.
Summer aide, Don.
Right.
Assistant. I know. I've heard about that. That's a kind of AIDS that you only get in the summertime.
Yeah, and then when the weather cools off, it goes away. The rash goes away.
That's good.
Fix it all up.
Yeah.
Summer aide. That cool, refreshing drink.
Well, it's funny because I do. I do love to have a good time, and this was a surprise to some of my friends. But you know, I heard this, and a couple of my friends and I were talking.
I've never seen a black man's penis before.
I do this on the spur of the moment.
On the spur of the moment.
It's been fun.
Are you as nervous as I am?
Oh, I know. I'm so nervous.
That's good. I like the honest assessment of the nervous condition.
Really
always good.
Scott should have done that.
To do this one-on-one thing. You know?
Yeah.
But, I've had a lot of fun, and I've especially enjoyed seeing how the show works and seeing everybody.
I thought the studio would be a lot bigger.
Yeah.
They always say that.
See? That's why we bitch about it all the time.
Listen to that, people.
But they do have, they make a good show, so
that's all it is.
So are you from a large family?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Actually, my mom.
I think he's pulling his hog out right now.
No.
Like seven kids.
No, you could tell because she'd make a comment, bro.
Like 15 great
you'd hear that thing like the gulping and the slurping.
Wow. I'm the youngest of two other siblings. I have an older brother and an older sister.
They must be very proud of you.
No, not really.
You're eavesdropping on Sean, age 23, who's vying for a night out with Anna, grandmother, age 62.
We have not had a really aggressive gentleman yet. They all made very, you know, we all said before that they're all boy scouts, which they all are.
You would do it. Yeah, you would have a hard time.
They all seem to be laid back and really, you know,
gentlemen, but a little too shy.
Yeah. Now, this guy started strong.
Yeah.
You are beautiful.
You know.
Now, the next guy, when he came in, Neely, he was very aggressive.
Like I think I'm the last of a dying breed of, like, I feel like I'm a gentleman.
Here comes the horse out.
This is good. This is good.
My mom, she taught me that.
Hey, for a 62-year-old broad?
Very good. And
he needs a move right now.
I thought that's what women wanted, but they always seem to want the bad boys. Exactly.
I know.
Trial and error.
These guys are all trying.
And that's why I'm here. More mature lady, beautiful woman as you. I'd be honored.
Finishing strong.
To escort you for evening.
Finishing strong.
You dance?
You dance?
I'm not a real good dancer. I can dance some, but
really?
I wouldn't say I'm a good dancer.
I could teach you a step or two.
Oh, excellent.
Good.
That's good.
You're not,
excellent.
You know, if you're at a place where we. You can dance, I'll certainly try, but,
okay.
But I'm not.
You won't get shy on me.
No, you're not embarrassed.
Oh, baby.
Not at all.
Probably with a couple drinks, I'd be more.
Yeah, hey. I'd be more conducive to do anything.
This is the first guy that, here I am busting his balls.
And yeah, he started strong, finished strong.
Yeah. Oh,
I like that.
That is Sean.
Sean is 23, and so far, pretty darn good performance.
Yeah. Best one thus far.
I agree.
You are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You like to dance? Wow.
That's good.
All right, let's switch to Neely now. Lisa, give me a high sign.
He was the one that's going to have a birthday Monday?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, that's Sean. Hey, Fee.
Okay,
already
Neely,
asking questions.
Your 5 minutes starts right now.
This is Neely.
Hi.
I do want to thank Lisa and Charlie, who I yell at all the time, but they're doing an excellent job today.
Very good.
Moving these people in and out.
I
know you. So, Lisa, did you hear that in the time capsule? Oh, you're Charlie. Never mind. F you.
I'm so young to do that. But,
it's a great job, and I'll tell you why. Because
here we go.
Every day I get to sit
aggressive
in the bar.
Slicky boy.
And, you know, I read the newspaper, and then I meet all these people every day. And,
uh-huh.
And it also sort of subsidizes what I really do, because I'm really a writer. You know,
you?
I'm trying
there
to write. So, you know, I write books and stuff like that. What about you? What do you do?
Well, I'm a secretary.
Oh, yeah?
Getting ready to retire.
For what? For what kind of company?
For insurance.
Oh, that's not bad.
I work in the IT department.
Oh, my friend is just actually writing this play about insurance investigators.
Now, this is a bartender.
Really?
I would say he probably know how to talk to women, right?
They have to basically ruin people's lives for a living, which is kind of awful. But, he says it's really interesting. He wants me to read it. So.
This is Neely, right?
This is Neely, and I thought we'd get a little more aggressive.
I think that
when he first met her, when they came in, he's the guy that went over and gave her the class.
You kind of pawed at her, don't you?
Yeah.
You just stand there and listen to stories and have a good time.
You're automatically cool. I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt. But you're automatically, you know, everybody has three things in their lives. They got their own doctor, they've got their own mechanic, and they've got their own bartender.
Absolutely.
So that's what I know.
And don't forget, the last date today will be with Tom Gavin.
Are you not?
It's not necessarily accurate what he just said.
What did he say?
Yeah, they've got their own doctor, their own lawyer, their own bartender.
Okay.
That would be bartenders.
In bars, usually you get a lot more guys than women. That's just how it is. I don't know why that is. Maybe girls would prefer to stay at home.
I don't have a problem at all going out by myself.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I go to the movies by myself, I go to a bar and have a drink by myself.
I go to Hedonism.
What was the last movie you went to by yourself?
Oh, I went to see... goodness.
Behind the Green Door.
One with the...
Prince the Cat.
Hunter. What's her name?
Debbie
Does
Down.
10 Days.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yes.
Kate Hudson. Yeah. And Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
He's from Texas. Yeah, I love Texas.
God, we hate him.
So far, Neely carrying the conversation. The first guy that has really
carried the ball.
Carried the ball. Yeah.
It's really great.
Plano, Texas, for quite a number of years.
Ask about her.
That's cool. Cuckoo ca-choo to you.
Cuckoo ca-choo to you.
That was a Mrs. Robinson reference. There you go, Don and Mike. Anyways. On our day, just really quick, I want to talk to you about our day, if you don't mind.
I want to, because
we're really getting into conversation. Yeah. I only got 5 minutes. Okay. So I just wanted to say that I've never had $500 to go out anywhere. Really the reason I, you know, applied for this or called in.
Right.
The two other ladies kind of scared me. You know, the Harley Davidson lady.
I didn't hear what they said. Yeah.
Oh, but
she's good. She's smart.
Dickens out of me.
Remember, he's 24.
Yeah.
She's 62.
But you know,
first time they've met, and I believe he is from Bangladesh.
Nice white wine, and sit around with a 5-course meal, maybe a nice quiet place with a fireplace.
Now, brilliant strategy, my man is working it now.
Sinatra and Dean Martin and that kind of jazz and stuff like that. I don't know what kind of music you're into.
Everything. I love music.
Yeah, it would be so much fun.
I like
it. I'd go home and put on a suit. Of course, that's the first thing I would do.
I don't think we get to do that.
Well, I live really close by, though.
We could go by my place so I could change.
If I could, that's what I would do.
Baby.
I don't know what kind of time schedule you have.
But you know,
that's okay. We'll figure out.
I just don't hear it in her voice.
Do you like to go out dancing?
No, but I like the fact that he's aggressive.
He's doing a great job.
I don't think it is.
I'll show you. I can do it.
So we're agreed. We would all date him.
I like to go out. I love to go out. I love to, you know, go out to dinner. I love to.
What's your favorite meal? What would be your favorite meal?
Oh, no.
This is a $10 million question.
Chinese food is my favorite food in the whole world.
Yeah, what kind?
Yeah, anything and everything.
Like, guys, I really like
cream of some young guy.
I do like that.
You know what I really love?
Toucan Chew.
But those Japanese steakhouses places, where they chop the stuff.
They cook on your table.
Because the food always turns out so good. They just came to season it just right.
Oh, they're wonderful.
At least we got a player here.
We do have a player.
Oh, yeah.
66, at the end of 66, where you come into, what is that, Warrington or Culpeper?
Yeah.
There you go.
Time's up. Time is up. Get her out.
Guys, you're killing me. You're killing me with this music.
Get him out of there. That is Neely. I will say.
Yeah, he's impressive.
Oh, sorry, there's another beep there. Another buzzer. The guy from India, Neely.
Bangladesh. Neely did a great job.
Yeah. Wow. Came on strong. You're beautiful. I'd like to take you out dancing. What's the last movie you saw?
What kind of food do you like? What do you like to do? And then, he's honest about why he's doing this. He likes the idea of having the $500 to spend on a date.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got four more guys. We'll do one more guy here, then we'll do the last three in our next break.
Right.
Lisa, if you would get Gordon ready, please. Is Gordon ready?
Yep, they are. They've already started.
All right, Gordon.
Okay. Sorry? 30 seconds in.
Everybody to have $500 and everybody to go out to dinner.
I don't even pay attention in the morning. That wasn't even really my main interest in coming down here.
Lie.
Just something new and exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So you want something to drink?
Yeah, sure. What do we got going on here?
Some kind of sparkling cider or something. I'm not sure.
Sparkling cider. Nothing alcoholic, huh?
No.
Here, I thought you were trying to seduce me.
No.
Oh.
No, indeed. I have my water.
Oh, okay.
And then you have your cider. And we could mix it and see what happened. I don't know.
Oh, sure. They're talking about mixing fluids.
So you're from this area?
Yeah, I live down in Woodbridge.
Do you?
Yep.
I shouldn't have mentioned that.
Oh, that's not too far.
Points
on.
What?
I work for a body shop, an auto body shop.
Oh, yeah. So your guy.
How about you?
I work for an insurance company.
Oh, okay.
The perfect match. So far, a lot of the guys have been doing the same thing.
Maybe you can hook me up on some rates, because I always have problems with my insurance company.
Yeah.
Insurance.
That is trauma these days.
Do we say that together?
We said it together. Yes, we did.
And,
insurance.
And if you don't work somewhere where you get it, it's hard.
So, How is it that you're in this situation? How did you
never thought I would win, you know. Uh-huh. I came over, we were just kind of chatting about it.
Then we could go out for some ice cream. This guy is an L-O-S-E-R, I can tell you that. The way she chooses this guy.
I keep getting angry at the ones you don't like.
And, at least come in there and give it the old college try.
So you're not, married or have a boyfriend or anything?
No.
When was the last time that you've dated?
Oh, I like all the time. I just don't have one particular.
She was a whore.
Okay. Oh, so you play the field then?
Well, you know, I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying that, you know, I've made some
mistakes.
Not too, you know, I've made some bad choices.
Hey, amen.
So I'm single right now.
So when you go on dates, what normally happens when you go on dates?
That's a dumb question.
I like to do what we're going to do tonight.
Uh-huh.
It's just that we're going to go in a limo.
I like to F all night.
yeah. Do you? So tell me about what would happen on a normal date.
On a normal date? Well, it depends on who it's with. But
let's say it's me.
I greet you at the door.
You and I are going
to go
in a limo.
Cross his panties.
We have to make a recording.
If I can't have been sure.
Do all of that.
And then what about after that?
I have to go home.
Oh, you got to go home,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I think so. Don't you think
this isn't right? Working.
No.
This date is going terribly wrong.
Falling flat.
Yes. I think it's very nice that all of you came out.
Oh, see, that's the brush off right there.
Yes, sir.
Only 3 minutes into this date, I think it's very nice that all of you came out.
Not one of our contestants has offered to feed her anything either.
I'm happy.
May I feed you? Do we have one of those chocolate covered strawberries?
We do. We have a plate of food.
But what do you do? Yes, what do you do? Where is your life right now with your girlfriend?
Actually, I just recently got out of a relationship. So.
Did you?
And Charlie just sent me a note here. I know not of this limo she speaks of. I don't believe we ever mentioned that they'd be going anywhere in a limo.
Don, it might be a little dementia. I hate to say that. But,
most recently, maybe a little, we didn't know each other too well.
Really senility.
When was your last serious relationship?
I thought he was saying when the last time you had your period.
I can't get in these long range.
The last time you had sex.
You know,
the Eisenhower administration. No, I'm not going to do that. She's too sweet. I'm not going to make old jokes.
She's wonderful.
And I didn't, you know, had several, you know, different.
God, I'll be glad when this one's over.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
This one's gone nowhere. I think we could scratch Gordon.
Yeah.
If you're playing along at home, it's all up to her.
Relationships since then that have been. You know,
I really think the big three are coming up.
I would never say...
Phil, David, and Tom?
I don't have any hard feelings toward anyone that I ever dated.
Yeah.
I have remained a close friend with
celibate.
All of them except one.
Having hard feelings is half the fun of breaking up with somebody.
Even including my ex-husband.
Like my first wife.
That's
good. 24 years ago.
Yeah.
We were married for 6 months. I still take great pleasure out of the fact that she works at a sewage plant.
Still working there?
Yeah.
Way to go.
That was good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you shouldn't anyway. I don't
it's almost over, Mike.
You should just... It's part of your life.
Gordon.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of time yet.
She can't stand it. She just said you have a lot of time.
That's it. Get him out of there. No. Give him the hook.
Goodbye. Get him out of there. Well, as we recap, we just heard Sean.
Right.
Who started very forcefully and also, I thought, ended forcefully.
Sean did a fine job.
Nelly, are we agreed, the best Nelly. Presentation?
Neely.
Oh, Neely. What's Nelly?
Neely was our strongest contestant yet.
And Gordon was like a piece of limp spaghetti in there.
We had a very, very interesting variety, and then we've got three more to come.
Yeah. We have Phil, age 21.
Phil.
Dave, age 23. And he wants to go by the name of Mr. Perfect, but you may know him as Tom Gavin.
He is in his 40s.
The final three bachelors. Let's get a couple of quick phone calls, and we got to get right to break. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. Gordon.
Mike, get a better
get
phone.
Get a decent phone.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's
it
going?
Okay.
Hey, maybe she's going to pick the guy that is less threatening to her, possibly.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Hey, anyway, too, congratulations on your upcoming 3-day weekend.
All right, thank you, dude.
And the guy that called you earlier, that's going to be fighting with you on Monday.
Yeah, that's the guy that hung up, incidentally, so yeah. We don't have any information on him.
Instead of him coming down, why doesn't he?
No idea, man. No, goodbye.
Hello, Don, on Mike's show.
Hey, Don, you ought to let Buzz go in there and show those guys how it should be done.
I agree with that.
Thank you, my friend. Well, as you can hear, everybody's got an opinion on this. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike's show.
Well, Buzz went in that room, it'd just be a question of whether he could last the 5 minutes.
Don and Mike.
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey. Was that it? All right, one more call. Hi, Don and Mike's show.
Fairfax.
What about it? Nice town.
Yeah, you're here locally, right? I'd like to talk to the lady, man. Have a phone date with her.
No,
we're not doing it.
Okay.
Wow.
Enough of you idiots on the telephone.
I've missed the calls today.
When we come back, Phil, David, and Tom, and then she chooses the final three.
Wow. The big three.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose. I'll be right back.
Don't you go dying on me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Derek from Woodbridge. Yes. I just wanted to call. First time calling, man. You guys are great.
Thanks.
The guy Gordon that is with y'all, I used to work with him back in there. I just want to tell you, his mom is a MILF. It's a white German lady.
Really?
Yeah. His dad's black, his mom's white, but she just comes in the store all the time.
He's a white German lady. Rob's like holding his fist up in the air right now.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Bondi.
Hi there.
Hey, fantastic. This could be your best two shows in a row ever. Mm. But it's kind of radio blue balls for me because I'm in Seattle and I didn't get to hear the winner yesterday and I'm not going to hear the winner today.
Oh, that's too bad.
Call KQBZ. Amen. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Gentlemen, my name's Armando. I work with Sean. I was just calling to tell you that I think Sean is a real outgoing kid. Good luck to him.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we like him. He came on strong.
Hey, he's a great guy.
The first thing he says, you are beautiful.
You are beautiful.
You are beautiful.
Hey, that's the strategy going in.
There you go.
The way you should take it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right. See ya. We've got three more guys to go. Remember now, we're setting this up. Anna, 62, mm-hmm. Grandma, Senior Bachelorette, nine guys, eight of them between 21 and 25, and Tom Gavin. Now back in the date room, Lisa, we should have the final three. Is Phil back there? All right, then give him the high sign when I hear you say go.
Hi, Phil.
We'll start.
Your 5 minutes starts right now.
Thank you.
Here goes Phil.
Wow. Very sweet of you.
I guess he got a hug. I heard the muffling.
I think he brought her
all
flowers.
Right. How are you doing?
Good.
Why don't you watch something great?
Is Phil the guy? Is Phil the guy that needs a haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Beatles haircut. Youngest contestant.
So,
21.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. You, where you live?
I live over in Springfield.
Where you live?
And,
she's the closest to being like triple his age.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's the closest to
that's
her being triple his
how'd
age.
How'd you come by that?
Actually, I kind of won it in the card game.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you're a card player, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You like to play cards?
I don't really play anymore, but mm-hmm. I used to have like an addiction to it.
Did you?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
I like that.
Phil,
it's really neat.
Great.
I'm from Kentucky. So.
Suppose you saw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a Kentucky thing.
Have you ever been to the Preakness in Baltimore?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, in the Kentucky Derby many times.
Mm-hmm. Which do you favor more?
At the end of this three series of dates,
my
Anna will be back into the studio with no commercial break, and she will pare it down to the final three.
Wow. So you're not going to have to wait.
In Springfield.
No.
Oh, okay. We're not going to pull a fox on you.
Yeah, we're not going to tease you to death.
Off and on. Well, I've lived there the last 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live?
So horse talk could have been a very, very good segue.
Uh-huh. Oh, Orange Mill.
I got you, Mike. I'm hung like one.
There you go, Don.
You drove all the way over here, even though
all the way to
it's
going to
rain and snow and everything else.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah, we have an office in Orange Mill.
Come on, Phil.
Okay,
Okay. He's in over his head.
Yeah.
He's too young.
Yeah.
So it's
send this guy a life preserver right now.
I come over there quite often.
Well, hey, but at least he's got the winning look.
And
I haven't seen any city, but I've seen lots of
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys really think I look like Corky?
Well, I know. You know, I must say you are like...
And I got to say, I have got the absolute perfect celebrity. Mm-hmm. With longer hair, he looks like Andy Dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm so excited to talk
Dick.
To all of you.
I didn't just say that because of the name. I mean, really, that's who I think he looks like.
Well, yeah. I heard them talking about it on the radio, and
come on, Phil.
And we were kind of kidding around about it, and I ended up coming.
Right.
And I won. I couldn't believe it.
She ended up coming.
Because the other contestants were quite and
if you could come, would you?
Because they would love to be here.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite an experience for me.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Yeah. Really neat.
Yeah. Really neat.
So what happened with your hair? You say, what was the deal about not cutting it?
Well, I'm actually, it's a protest against haircuttery.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Personal. This will show
them. And then I have.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to cut it until May.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's really, you know, it is out of control, but...
That's cute.
Not enough information from Phil. That was a good opportunity.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I work at a bookstore.
You were the one that said you were so shy.
Yeah.
Didn't you? When you called in, you called
he's
in the
bookish.
First night. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not shy.
I'm really nervous.
She seems to like him.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be the bird?
Yeah, bookstore.
You're damn right I'm not shy. Take a look at these, baby.
I want to warn you all that David is coming up, and he's troubled.
Yeah.
I was Tom. Grad school for astronomy.
Goes without saying.
Be an astrophysicist one day.
Hey, you throw the old intellectualism there. Hey.
One day after you've long passed away.
yeah, I do, actually. I do a lot of my
I want to be an astrophysicist when you're underground.
I mean, my best friend's leaving for Australia tomorrow. Quiz him. And,
this is two in a row.
Books,
this is like going on a bad date yourself, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I try to remain.
He's not as experienced as the 23-year-old.
No. He's no Sean. He's no Neely.
That's right.
So are you,
alive?
From a large family?
No, actually a very small family.
Like an only child?
See, she really is just hands, just poking at straws now.
No, I mean,
are you from a large family?
Hand, so, really small family.
I'm surprised she doesn't ask him what his favorite color is.
Best parents in the world.
That's
you know, I'm the
he's toast.
I love my family.
Yeah, he's done.
He can't look like that and not have anything to say.
Yeah, I know I'm here today. Actually,
oh my God.
I spoke to my father before I came in. He listens to the show every day.
Oh, he does.
Dismissed.
He's a big listener.
Yeah. My dad
that's
listens.
It's cool to have a dad that
right, you know,
that enjoys.
He turned me on to it. You know, I've been listening since I was like 13 years old.
My dad's hipper than I am.
Here we go. I fell in love. First
this
time.
Guy's just not out of
God. Oh, no, my no. God.
That's get this guy out of there. That was...
Kids are killing me with the music.
That was Phil.
Hello, it's been a while.
Mike, where's your romantic soul, my good man?
You're killing me with this music. It is so funny.
Not sure why.
Love songs for the love day.
And you just get these unique love songs.
Talk to you.
Oh,
hey, Mike?
Yes, son?
I was thinking, maybe later on, we could get together for a while. Now, listen.
Stay at home.
It's been such a long time. Mike, and I really do miss your smile.
What are you talking about?
Now, listen. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life.
All right.
Good. Mike, there's a warm wind blowing.
Well, what do you want?
The stars are out.
Yeah.
And I'd really love to see you tonight.
Stop it! Lisa, are we ready with David?
Yeah.
I think David has begun. Yes, David, how long? About 30 seconds?
Oh, wow. Okay, sorry about that.
All right, 30 seconds into the date. Let's listen.
So,
he's trouble. That's what I thought. Yeah.
I think this is the only microphone they have here. Nothing hidden. So, what do you do? I've forgotten.
I work for a civil engineering firm, a civil engineering consulting firm in Manassas, and go to school at night.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go to school?
UCCI, College of Technology for Computer Programming.
Wow.
I just started.
Loser.
Yeah. Where are we going on our date?
I don't know. They didn't tell us.
They didn't tell me.
No. Something fun.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Definitely.
Get to ride in a limo.
Oh, yeah. It's been a very
where's
fun.
The limo? She's in the limo. Okay. She's going to be crestfallen. Yeah. You know, they have 500.
Oh, God.
So what else should I know about you?
What's he doing?
What else should I know about you?
He's doing something.
Anything you want, I will tell you.
All right.
Baby.
We have to do a recording.
Yes, I know.
Yes, so whoever...
We can handle that.
Whoever does this thing has to yak, yak, yak.
Exactly. That will not be a problem at all.
Where are you from?
I was originally born in Arizona, and then my mom, she worked for the government. We moved to San Diego.
Oh,
then we moved to
my mom was
going to
have an abortion.
So I just got out of a 3-year-long relationship. I'm ready to go out and have fun.
You won't have any trouble at all.
Oh!
Lots of ladies.
I hope
after,
so.
After you.
I just want you.
Good answer.
There you go. Very aggressive.
Very aggressive. Well, it'll be fun.
Yes,
I want to just.
I think she may be terrified of this guy.
Eat a great big old meal. And
big old meal, take a dump.
Lots if it snows, food. We'll just camp out in the limousine.
The limousine.
So again, the limousine is something we never offer.
Go over somewhere and sleep.
They have to take care of us. Can't just send us off into the night.
Of course not.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. We're sending you out in David's car.
So, let's see now.
Where do you drive yourselves?
I need to know.
Separate cars?
I'm 23.
Or you take the metro?
23.
Take the subway.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
This is the guy who kissed the window.
Do all right for yourself.
I hope so. How's the other guys been? They've been doing good. Don't tell me too much now.
No, I wouldn't tell you anything. They're all very, very nice.
Yeah, they seem like a bunch of nice guys.
Yeah, they're very nice. I'm sure you all have had a good time out there talking to each other.
Yeah, it was very boring.
Very boring, yeah. It's okay to the other guys. Good move.
You know, they're very nervous, and so am I.
Yeah, I was.
Wait till the next contestant.
Still am, so.
Yeah.
Tom's last.
Yeah.
Tom might not get the full 5 minutes, depending on how it goes.
Amen.
Maybe mingle with other people.
Of course, he may get more than 5 minutes.
In my opinion, there are two clear leaders so far, and that's Sean and Neely.
Neely is my choice right now.
Right.
She's going to have to pare it down to three.
I like Neely, too. I hope he, I think it's probably good. Well, my prediction would be Neely, Sean, and Damien. That's what
I
Isn't it something? Yeah.
If you like that.
They have a much bigger station.
It's amazing what they do in that little room in there.
Yeah, going back to the size of the radio station.
Because you listen to them sometimes, and they, you know, and they're like people everywhere, and you're like, oh,
yeah, like
God.
Like they did yesterday. They had two couples in there.
I didn't get to hear all of it, but I heard some.
Where in the world did they stand?
I don't know. But they have fun.
Yeah.
They are great guys.
It's a small radio station, but I'll tell you what's big.
And a lot of my people...
Have you been to the Kentucky Derby? That reminds me of me.
Well, we wondered if all of that was just made up or if it really happened in there. And I said, no, I think it's really happening.
Yeah, the day I called and agreed to do it, like signed up to do it, I heard you on the air. And I was like, oh, she sounds nice.
Now he's coming in.
Way to go. Yeah, no.
You do not have any idea.
I know.
You know.
Boy, does she sound like she's got the hot flashes.
It's been rough. Yeah. And some of them have been really fun. A lot of people, you know, they know.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Come on, David, come on.
How long have you been single?
Well, I've been...
How long have you been ballless?
A number of years that I've been in.
David, how long have you been a eunuch?
Okay, what idiot divorced you now?
He just got his balls back.
But you know, I teach them all I know, and I send them out into the
That's
world.
That's the way you should
Whoa!
Do.
Hey, go, Anna!
Lady.
There you go. Hold on to your boots.
Wow. She might like old David here.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
Yes.
David. Too many pauses.
I don't know.
15 seconds left, Mike.
You have the hard job now. We just have to sit here and sit around and wait, but you have the hard job.
I know. It's very hard to decide.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes.
You know.
Yes, you would.
Be in some beside her shoes.
All right, get in there and shut that guy the frig up.
Get the hook. Pull him out.
That was David. Is he a loser? Does she like him?
All I know is my favorite date's coming up.
Yeah.
The final date. And we have kept it to strictly 5 minutes. This may be an abbreviated version or an elongated version. Is Tom in there?
All right. Go ahead. Start Tom.
Anna, this is Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom.
And your time, whatever it may be, starts now.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Sit down, Tom. You want something to eat?
Uh-uh.
Something to drink?
Here's Anna with Tom Gavin.
Okay.
I'm so glad
you are
play.
One of the show, aren't you? You are just a
you hear the breathing?
In the community.
Yep.
How long have you been on the show?
Eight.
Well, years?
What happened?
He's falling. Get back up there.
Did he fall?
Yeah, she's coming to fix it.
Oh, I got it. Keep on. Keep
it
talking.
Back on. So you've been with them 8 years?
How long have I been with you all, Missa?
Oh, about 8 years, I think.
Yeah, 8 years. I do a show on WEBR.
Do.
I got my own show, too.
Way to go. You do?
Yeah.
What do you do? Like
I'm a DJ.
DJ.
Same thing they do.
And do you know music like Don knows music?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Can you
intimately.
Do that intro or, and you know, the way he does, where he doesn't talk over the words, you know, how he has these contests all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he's pretty good at that, isn't
he's
he?
He's a wordsmith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you have a ball with all of them, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not married?
Nope. I'm single.
Single. Okay. And,
I'm going to cut this one short.
Looking for love.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're not going to get any more. I don't think we're going to get anything out of this one.
Well, I think we all are, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what are all the...
That's it.
That's
thank
it.
You very much.
You think so.
All the...
Get him
out of there.
Great anticipation on that one.
Get him out of there.
I knew that was bad.
All
right, now. Now, all microphones in that room go off. And first we'll get Anna in here. We won't make you guys wait.
And she deserves a tremendous amount of credit for carrying almost all of those dates herself.
That had to be tough.
It's a little heavy lifting for Anna. I really thought that was tedious. A
couple of the guys did all right.
Right.
A couple of them did not.
And then, Tom, how did you know, Don? You just knew you were going to have to cut that one short, didn't you?
Hey, when his microphone fell.
Anna, we give you a round. Way to go. You did
great
all the
job.
Time. You carried all that. Way
great
to go.
Job.
Anna, were you not
good
wonderful?
Job.
Were you not wonderful?
Goodness, I don't know.
Now, did you take any notes?
As much as I could, you know, kind of when they walked out, I'd make a little note.
Gotcha.
Anna, we observed that during the majority of those dates, you had to kind of, you know, carry the momentum there, and we thought you did a fantastic job.
What am I going to do tonight?
Really? Well, maybe,
right.
Yeah, who knows?
Now. Your choices are, for the final three, Stan, Scott, Damien, Sean, Neely, Gordon, Phil, David, Tom. May we have all nine guys in the studio?
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
And if you would please write down your choices and pass them over to me.
Okay.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
Hi.
Get close to Mike, Tom. He's good. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Tom.
How you doing, buddy? Okay, and I have the names here. If your name is not on this list, or rather, let me say, if your name... If your name is Red, step up to the microphone...
Red.
...and get lost.
Name or stay, right?
No.
Oh, you're going to go through all the guys. All right.
Hi.
What?
They have to say their goodbyes like they do on The Bachelorette,
okay,
right?
Very good.
And I'm not going to do this in any particular order. Mike, here's a shocker. Neely.
Neely didn't make it, huh?
Neely, you're out.
I'm very surprised.
Really? Thank you.
Wow. All right.
There's a
Neely, we really thought, I think we both agreed that your performance was the strongest.
Yeah. That's okay, man. It's okay. Mike, I'll see you at the bar.
All right, absolutely. I love a good bartender.
Goodbye, Neely.
No, we just met, but that's all right.
Let me take
Tom, that. Did you just burp? It smells like a fart.
Okay. Gordon!
Where's
step
Gordon?
Step up, please. Gordon!
Gordon, that's it. Say your goodbyes to Anna.
Okay.
All right.
Gordon, he's out of there. How about... Now, we knew this was going to happen. Handwriting on the wall. Phil?
There we go.
Phil?
Bye, Phil.
Gives her a hug.
Maybe bye-bye. Dell's looking for a new spokesman, Phil.
Possible. I've been told that before.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Phil.
Can I ask for a favor?
Yeah.
Can you do the Esther Roll impression?
That's Mike.
Mike, same thing.
Goodbye, Phil. We're very proud of you.
All right.
Thank you, Phil. All right, and now we're down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys getting down to the final three. I hate to say this. Tom Gavin.
Tom, say goodbye. Say goodbye to Anna. Goodbye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Anything you'd like to say to Anna, Tom, before you go?
Get on the microphone, Tom.
Tom, anything you'd like?
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye.
All right, goodbye.
Nice meeting you.
All right, get out.
And then there were five, and there will only be three left.
Boy, the tension is mounting right now.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to tell you right now that the next name I announce is the guy who's made it.
Hmm.
Okay?
See, this is a guy that's going to be in the final three.
This guy has made it. This guy does not have to leave.
All right.
David
is in the final three.
Step over the microphone, David.
One of the more aggressive contestants we have.
Yeah. Well.
Very good, David.
And let me ask you, what did you like about David that made you choose him as a finalist?
Oh, because he's funny.
He's funny. Yeah.
He's funny.
All right.
All right. Very good.
David, you're in.
Step over there.
We have four guys and two.
Yeah, kind of a funny and kind of a Jeffrey Dahmer way, don't you think?
No. Yeah. No.
Just kidding, David.
Mike, let me call someone else over now.
All right. Is this out or in?
You'll find out when they get there.
Oh, very good.
Let me call Scott to the microphone, please.
Scott, step up to the microphone.
Scott, age 24.
That's correct.
Scott. You're in.
Oh, Scott, it's wow. One of the weaker performances in the dating, as we observe, but Scott hangs in there. All right.
What is it that you liked about Scott, Anna?
Well, he's very nice. He's got beautiful hair, and he's fun.
And he's fun. All right. That means that out of you three gentlemen, one person is left.
Now, I've already given you... Who have you already picked?
Scott and David.
Okay. Let me say this next one will be a wild card.
We're going to bring the person up to the microphone.
Yes. Damien.
All right.
All right.
Now, do we find out now whether Damien's in or out?
He's out.
You're out. Oh, that's a huge surprise.
You're sharp.
The patriotic individuals in the audience.
Wow.
The paratrooper did not make it. I know everybody is surprised at that.
I want that lady Bonnie who called earlier, who was serious about wanting to go out with Damien. Damien did inquire to me about her, so Bonnie is going to call back, and he is going to hook up with one of our listeners.
Very good. So we are left with Stan and
Sean.
Stan and Sean, one of you two will be in our final three.
I must say, I don't know. Stan... You're selected.
Oh, wow.
First guy
to
nerd.
That is an amazing surprise. That means, Sean, say your goodbyes to Anna.
Sean, my brother, you came on so strongly.
You know, Sean was the one who said you are beautiful right out of the
head.
Don, who can figure it out? Those are our three. Sean, and any final words from you?
No, to see you guys later. I had a good time.
All right, very good.
God bless you. Good night.
All right, thank you.
Goodbye now.
Very good, Sean.
They're gone, and we are down to the three finalists.
Let's bring them over. Come on over, guys.
In front of the microphone right now, and they are Stan, David.
Hi.
And who am I forgetting here? Scott?
Scott. David, Scott, and Stan.
Fellas. You will have approximately 9 minutes in our next commercial set.
Oh, God.
You will each be assigned to your own room. Your task? To write an erotic poem to Anna. Then come in, read it to her live on the air.
And then she will... Yeah, they look like the Bee Gees, Rob. They do. They will, then Anna will make her selection.
Selection. So... Get down. Stan. David, are you ready, fellas?
Yes, sir.
Think erotic. Get out of here. Get some pencils and
paper. Get out of here, guys.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Anna, go to the other room. Have a smoke.
Thank you, Anna.
Have a drink.
I'm very surprised. Very surprised in those picks. Very surprised.
We'll see you after the break.
We have to talk.
When you will hear the... You will hear the three erotic poems.
I see you guys thinking what I'm thinking. What the hell was she thinking?
I don't know, Mike. Those are the choices. Stan, Scott, and David.
Did you hear her say earlier that she's made some bad choices?
Hey, but we'll see.
You know, who knows?
Oh, no. Now it's up to these guys and their erotic poetry.
Right.
And then Anna picks the winner. We're down from 9-3. And again, the three guys that were selected were Stan.
Stan, who is the most boyish of all the guys.
So I would not pick, I mean, Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. But then again, not my dime.
It's all about chemistry, Don.
Scott and David. Hannah makes the choice, and you'll have your payoff right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what's that laugh?
B.O.B. Take 6.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking. This is like a baby. This is like a guy. Like a wine old man.
I miss it this time. We'll call a break on the group.
B.O.B. Take 7.
Lunch, 1 hour.
Joe! B.O.B. Take 8.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play.
B.O.B. Take 11.
Bold. Bold, you.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking.
The Don and Mike Show.
They rock. And that's for Tim.
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
And then there were three.
Three strong finalists.
Stan, Scott, and David. Standing by to give their poetry to Anna. Here's all I have to say to you. Stan, you're going to go first. We've given you a task to write an erotic poem, Stan.
All the guys are going to read their poetry.
Yeah, Mr. Big Stuff.
And then Anna will make her decision.
She will, Mr. Big Stuff. We got some romantic music there, Robbie?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, now, right into our eyes.
Our first finalist. Stan.
Here is Stan and his erotic poetry.
Good luck, Stosh.
For Anna, senior bachelorette.
Anna.
He's holding her hand.
Oh, lovely Anna.
He kisses her hand.
Kissing her hand.
I came into that room and wanted only one thing. You to touch my banana.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
I'm so glad that you're not in my class because, damn, I want to tap that ass.
Oh, wow.
I told you before that I'm a teacher, so what do you say to a little F under the bleachers?
Wow, now we did say erotic.
Yes, we did say erotic.
I really don't like to gloat, but I know how to rock that little man in the boat.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's getting hot in here.
Is that it?
Oh, is that it?
All right, Stan, way to go. Nice job, Stan.
Even I'm embarrassed.
Yes. Well, Stan committed. I think that's important.
Yeah. Standing up now is Scott.
All right, Scott, you're up next.
Scott, we're ready for you.
Our second
contestant. Up on the top there.
All right, here we go.
Here is Scott with his erotic poem.
Here comes Scotty.
For Anna.
Entitled, Anna, My Sweet.
Anna, My Sweet.
Anna, on our date, I think you could be my mate. You didn't select a bum, so if you don't mind, I'll come for a ride in a limo. There's no need for a dildo. Anna, you are so sweet. Perhaps later I'll see your teat. So I hope you choose me, and you can spend some time on your knee.
Oh, wow. Is that it?
That's
all right, Scott.
I think we're gonna get a pretty good idea of these guys.
And of course, at a certain time, you're gonna have to let these people all down about the one facet of the date that they all have been assuming all time.
Yeah, we never said you had a limo.
Yeah, there ain't no limo, guys. That's what
Lisa told us, but okay.
No, I mean, we never stated that on the air. I mean, you get yourselves there. You take a cab. I don't care what you do.
Okay.
David, you're the last chance now with your erotic poem. Anna, what did you think of the first two erotic poems?
Oh, my God. They were so clever. They were great.
They were clever. Oh, fantastic.
Very clever boys.
Me neither.
I think, well, they're very creative young men.
Yeah. Very clever boys.
Very clever.
And now here's David.
Thank you very much. I don't have a title for my poem, because I don't need one. It goes as follows. Roses are red, violets are blue. I can't wait to be naked with you. My personality isn't considered a block. I can't wait until you see my...
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
With breasts so full and an ass never found, I can't wait to pound. The lips so sweet, I'm so glad we could meet. I'm not considered dumb. I'm sure you could make me...
Oh, God. Oh, my.
Honey, we wouldn't fight. Just go all night. I hope you had fun. I should be the one.
All right. There it is, David.
There it is now.
There your boy, Joe. All the guys stepped up to the plate with their poems.
Wow. That was awful.
That was horrible. That's pretty horrible to listen to. I agree.
That was awful. Anna, let me ask you now. If you step up to the microphone.
She's overwhelmed. Are you?
Can you make a decision, or do you need... to get a commercial break to make your mind up? Or is your mind made up already?
I think we'll do a commercial break.
Okay.
Hey, way to go, Anna. Way to understand the spirit of the show.
I want to tell you that there was no pressure on Anna.
No. You didn't. You laid that out on her, and she made that decision.
Yeah. You mean it's really a tough choice?
Yes, it is.
But you'd have to give it some thought.
All a lot of fun. They're all really nice.
Very good.
Stan, Scott, and David. All right, let's put them in separate rooms. Get out of here, guys. I want to ask some questions about you or to Anna.
Let's go isolate them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Put them in the outbreak suits. Anna, what is it that you like about Stan, the very first guy?
What's that? Wait, Mike.
I'm sorry, your mic's not on. Anna, what is it you like about Stan?
He's very nice. He has beautiful teeth. And he's the school teacher.
Okay. All right. What about Scott? What is it you like about Scott?
He has such an adorable little look about him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
baby.
He's kind of shy, but not too shy.
Does he have a rocket body?
I really don't know what any of their bodies look like.
She's looking at the face.
Right. I just look at...
And then finally, this is, no offense, it's your choice.
Yeah.
David, kind of a goofball. Why did you select David, and what do you like about him?
He's just fun, just crazy, a bad boy.
A bad boy?
Yes.
So now you'll have time to think about all three of them, and you will make your final decision when we come back.
Yeah, because we have the more time for screwing around. I know we're going to have limited news time, but no buzz. Yeah. We're going to get to that Joe Millionaire.
Cool, this is great.
Today. Yeah. So, Anna, go have a smoke or whatever it is you do, and make up your mind.
That's right. Sorry about that limo thing.
Oh, wow. When we come back, we never said there was a limo.
No.
I mean, take the bus, for God's sake.
They got money.
When we come back, Anna makes her choice. Let me point out again that Anna, the bachelorette, the 62-year-old grandma, is getting $1,000, and the guy between the ages of 21 and 25 she's going out with tonight on Valentine's night get $500. They'll report on everything that happened on Tuesday's episode. And we're not giving them the money unless they show up on Tuesday to tell us what happened with the tape recorder. All money courtesy of Viromax.
Promotional consideration provided by Viromax. Viromax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Back to you, Don.
Thanks, dude. Well, you heard him. Mm-hmm. Who would you pick, Mike? I mean, now we've had...
I wish I could pick all three.
We've had the pleasure of looking at them.
I would pick the first guy, Scott.
Stan?
Stan.
How about you, Buzz?
Believe it or not, I'd pick David.
And then we are totally split because I would go for Scott.
Wow. I would be worried if she picked David that she might end up at the bottom of a quarry.
He talks big.
Amen, brother. All right, we'll get the winner on this thing, and we'll get Buzz with the news with the Big Joe Millionaire thing coming up. This is a great story. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it! Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band. Don is not.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, let me say we're here with Anna, senior bachelorette. Have you given it lots of thought?
Yes.
Let's bring the three guys in.
Anna, let me ask you, was it an agonizing decision?
Oh, yes.
Very difficult.
Oh, so nice.
David.
Also...
I will say that David has been... No, you don't touch me. Get your hand off me. Yeah. David has been touching Anna throughout the conversation.
We have Stan, who, no offense, Stan, is the nerdiest looking guy.
He's a boyish, the youngest. I think the youngest looking also.
He's very nice.
Got kind of greasy hair, part down in the middle with glasses on.
Right.
Then you have Scott, who looks like he could be in a boy band.
Could be a Lance Bass impersonator.
And then you have David.
David just scares the hell out of me.
The word serial killer comes to mind.
Absolutely.
But for some reason, Anna seems very fond of him.
Right.
So now, keeping in mind that you'll be going out tonight on a date to an undisclosed restaurant, but trust me, it's one of Washington's hottest and impossible to get a Valentine's night table there.
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You go there, have a great time. Bring a tape recorder, tape some highlights, join us back here on Tuesday and tell us everything that happened. Anna, now, we need to know, will it be, I forgot the guy's names, Stanley, Scott, or David?
Scott.
Scott!
Your winner.
The Lance Bass lookalike, the guy with the colored hair. Yes, it's Scotty.
Thank you, Anna.
It's Scotty. Oh, and now she's hugging all three. A hug for David.
Oh, there you go.
A hug for David. And now she moves over to Stanley, has a nice hug and a nice pat on the back.
All right. Losers leave.
All right, David, Stanley, thank you for your participation. Now, Scott.
Hold on.
What the hell's going on here? I've got the wrong cut here.
Way to go, Scott. Scott, all we ask is that you treat her like a lady.
Nothing but the best.
Scott, are you surprised that after all of these fantastic contestants, that it's you?
You know, it was a tough competition here. All the fellows were great.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, the cream rises to the top.
Oh, there he goes. There's the confidence. And Anna, what is it that you like about Scott so much to choose him as your date?
Well, you know, he looks like one of those little boy bands. You know, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
His little hair and all that.
You love that hair, don't you?
When, you know, am I going to get a date with a guy like that?
Yeah.
You know,
that is a very, very interesting way of putting it. Now I can understand the selection of Scott.
Scott, do you mind being an object for an evening?
Not at all. Not at all.
All right, well, Boldy, get out of here. Have a great time.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And we will see you Tuesday. Have a good 3-day weekend.
Thank you, Anna. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. You just don't do nothing bad, okay?
Yes, sir.
I mean, no backdoor action.
Nothing in the bad spot?
Nothing in the bad spot. Okay?
Don, don't you think that anything is really between Scott and the lady?
Oh.
Hey, congratulations, Scott. Way to go. Good job.
Thank you, Anna. And we will see you on Tuesday. Both of you. Now get out of here.
All right, get out of here, kids. Have a fun day.
Good time. It's freaking Valentine's Day. There you go. Get out of here.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Enjoy.
Never would have picked him, and we certainly wouldn't have picked him after the dating phase.
You know what it is? It's looks.
It's the look.
Yeah.
It's purely superficial.
Shallow.
Who would have known that Anna was that superficial?
Anna could. You know what? It proves even someone as nice and well-rounded as Anna, 62-year-old grandmother,
right. It all comes down to the way you look.
Can really be as shallow as any of us.
Way to go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
that's great.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Why'd you pick him? Well, look at him.
You think I'd ever get a date with him in a normal circumstance? That's the right attitude.
Wow. He's 24, she's 62. Mm-hmm. They'll have the report. Now, we don't have a lot of time for news today, right. But Mike, I know this lead story.
Mm-hmm.
I know it in advance, and if it's true, it's going to knock your D in the dirt.
Yeah.
Really. Buzz, will you tease us with it, please?
Well, the party to be most surprised about the end of Joe Millionaire could be the Fox Network itself.
Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments,
news and comments
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The innovators of the genital sneeze, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I know we're running out of time, but who am I to say? But it's not started snowing yet. And they specifically said by dusk.
Yeah. Right.
Looks like it'll really be on Sunday, the real event, if it happens.
Yeah, they said that's going to be the moderate to heavy snow. There's going to be a little break in between, and then it's going to start on Sunday.
You know what that means, Mike?
What's that, Don?
That means tomorrow night, you can go see Mike at the Crab Blues Band at Brady's in Manassas.
Yeah. Right.
Tomorrow night. Come on, let's see if we can get more than 10 people there in a blizzard.
Yeah, I've told everybody in the band that they're going to be fired if they don't show up for tomorrow night's gig. So we'll at least have one person there.
Come for the music, stay for sex with Mike.
Yes, thank you.
Saturday night at Brady's in Manassas. Buzz in the news now, brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed, clinically tested, Viramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today.
Or see me.
Viramax, 1-AAA Tri-V-Max. Now, Mike, listen to this report.
Hey, you know, I purposely didn't ask you during the commercial break because I thought, is this going to affect our bet?
Yes.
It could, yeah.
Yes,
I mean, it's true.
It definitely does. Listen to this from MSNBC and tell me if this is not the wildest effing thing you've ever heard.
Wow. Well, I'm going to make you wait a little longer. I want to set it up first. I'm by telling you the Fox Television Network is losing friends fast. Yesterday, we told you about the thousands of viewers angry that Frenchie was dumped from American Idol.
Right.
That petition now up to 29,000 signatures. Today, the very thing Don predicted. A lot of viewers angry about this week's episode of Joe Millionaire. Fox's chat board is practically on fire with people who expected Evan to choose the final gold digger this week. Quoting one viewer, we got duped. We got totally duped. Total filler. A whole filler night.
Right.
Fox's lame response? It's possible we were a little over the top with our promos, and we're sorry if people felt misled.
That's crap, and that's deceiving viewers,
well,
and they shouldn't be allowed to get away with
it. They got their ass kicked last night because they had the Friends on against the Survivor, on against the CSI, and they reran the rerun of Joe Millionaire, so serves them right, got their ass kicked.
Right. Angry viewers, in fact, may be behind the rumors that are now flying about the show's supposed surprise ending.
Now, let me just say that not only have these rumors come from websites, they've also been on legitimate news sites like MSNBC.com.
Okay. That's where I got this. There are actually a number of rumors. This is, I think, the best one. An anonymous emailer who claims to know Evan's family says they know how it all ends.
Here we go.
They tell an MSNBC gossip columnist that Evan's twin brother Ethan was also at the chateau helping Evan make his choices. They say in the end, Evan chose Sarah and Ethan chose Zora. Supposedly, Evan sees Zora first, rejects her, and then leaves. We're supposed to think we're watching Evan when he then also rejects Sarah, but this time it's really Ethan. Then, both brothers meet with both women to explain that they are not really rich. Zora is relieved. Sarah walks out. Enter Paul the butler, who announces that both men are now millionaires because that's how much they've each won on the show.
And hence, I would win our bet that Fox has got some wacky trick to end up with the guy having the money. Now, this thing with him having a twin brother.
Yeah, that's
right. That's, you know, out of left freaking field.
Some of this may be true. None of it may be true. I don't know.
But, Mike,
it's
our bet notwithstanding, I don't even know what we have.
What was our bet, Rob? What did we say we were going to do?
You've never established anything.
Yeah, it was just kind of like you. It's really more like a prediction, and I didn't think I thought they'd stay true to it. But the twin thing, Jesus.
The only thing that you established is that it would be a mid-range bet, whatever that means to you guys.
Yeah, well, we didn't do it.
All right.
You know,
oh,
well, you know, technically, I thought you said that they would have family money.
No.
There wouldn't be a prize.
No, he didn't narrow it down.
No, Don just said that there would be some clever twist trick on the audience at the end of the show.
And that's why I never, because it was too gray.
And that somehow, Joe...
No, I said that, Rob. And, I remember. No, I said that back when we started. I was just
somehow,
thinking
of and that somehow Joe would end up with $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I said because of that, because, you know, I said I would have been willing to make the bet at the time if it had been, it turns out that he has family money, if it was that if that was specific.
You made the bet with me, though, and the bet that we made was that there would be a trick ending.
No, I mean,
And that somehow Fox,
I'd like to, you know what, I really think, and really if this does, we ought to wait till it comes true, but then when the time comes... It's really going to be necessary to go back to the tape to see what I said.
If the tape exists, that would be fine. What I have written down, and I was reviewing it today, is Don said there was going to be a trick on the audience in the last episode.
And did I dispute him on it?
You said that there would not be. But since there was really nothing wagered, it's really hard to break it down. But
well, we still don't know what the outcome's going to be, and we haven't made the bet.
And you still have the playoffs for the Red Sox bet going, so it's not...
And what did I say I was going to do on that?
You're going to take Tom Gavin to a titty bar.
And, you know, having him stand next to me and burp in my face, that is...
To make the playoffs, not the World Series.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air, but we got to run out. We're running out of time today.
I mean, okay.
It's us, though. What do you want?
This whole thing with Jim Millionaire. If you see him once in a while...
Oh, shut up. God, I thought you had something about our bed. Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike, hey, hello, Don and Mike.
Too early.
Forget it. You know, we'll research it.
Figure it out. And
somebody will get us a tape.
We have made a bet. That's the thing.
It won't be a ball.
And, you know what? If it's true, well, bet is... I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen?
You know, it just... If I win, just give me a box of nice cigars. And if
there you
win,
go.
I'll get you whatever you want.
Very good.
I mean,
we never made that bet, but I mean, I'll be, you know what, I would technically lose the bet, I would actually, the twin thing would be awesome if they ended it like that.
Wow.
I think if someone goes back and researches, the bet was Fox pulls a fast one on the audience
right.
to end up having a happy ending.
Right. Yeah, that's okay. That sounds more reasonable.
I think maybe that's what the bet was. Hello, Don and Mike.
Show today, gentlemen. Did you put a patent on that, I hope? Because they're going to steal it from you.
Right, okay. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Very nice.
Hey, guys. It's Corky from the show earlier.
Oh, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the bet. I know what it is.
Yeah.
You said no matter what, Joe Millionaire will wind up. Fox will find some way to give him $1 million, so technically they cannot... He lied to.
If he didn't have it already, yeah. That's what you said.
Mm. All right.
That's what he said.
Some variation of that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Think of all the stations that have cut us off already.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Their loss.
Look at all the babies we've killed.
Hello. Oh, my Peter. You're not even there. Sorry about that. Too late. Buzz, we got to wind it up.
I know. Finally, back in October, a man who climbed naked over the glass at a Calgary Flames hockey game... tumbled onto the ice and knocked himself out. Wearing nothing but red socks, he was carried out on a stretcher. This week, Tim Hurlbut pleaded guilty to public drunkenness. He's been ordered to donate $1,600 to charity and do 35 hours of community service. The judge was not amused. She says Hurlbut made, quote, a pathetic spectacle of yourself splayed naked on the ice for 6 minutes until you were recovered. She's also ordered the guy to get alcohol counseling.
Oh, come on.
You think?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. No. That's it. We got to go. Have a great, great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Warren. And, hey, Mike, congratulations
on your three-day weekend.
Right back at you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Love
you. He just touched Rob again.
Mike Swin.
Get a room.
La, 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 la. Okay.
PM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Promotional consideration provided by Viromax. Viromax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Back to you, Don.
I'm coming home, Frida.
Hold on a second, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, actually, I just wanted you to put me on hold so I could get to the show. Don or WYSC cut off, but I just heard it. So.
Yeah. Well, we're still continuing it.
Are you?
This is the first time we've ever done this. Once we're off the network, just continue.
Yeah, we've kind of kicked it into the 7 o'clock
for
hour.
For a few seconds, just because we're wondering about that bet. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
It is some significant amount of money, is what you said.
If that's what I said, I don't know how you feel. I would like to amend that.
Well, let's just amend the whole thing. I think I'm losing this bet, and I think let's just amend it that the show will be very highly rated.
Which one?
You're saying that, and I'm disagreeing.
That show or our show?
And you know, you're saying all this based on something that was on a website that may or may not be true.
That's true. It might not be. Just that MSNBC picked it up.
Yeah, but you have to understand, with my track record with Best with Don, I get very paranoid.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, it's Sean. Hey, can you get me a date?
Oh, no. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Mike.
You guys, two great days. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, and what a letdown Tuesday's going to be when it's just a regular show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I heard he really is heir to a fortune. Joe Millionaire.
All right, thank you. I'm just wondering here if anybody has heard anything about our bet.
Well, I think that one guy that called that said you said somehow they're going to get him $1 million. That sounded kind of plausible.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I think it was $1 million, you guys, but I really do.
Lisa, are you leaving or are you speaking?
Oh, no, I was just hanging out because we're almost all in here. We just couldn't find Charlie.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Ron and Fez, did you all watch SmackDown last night?
Hey.
Hey. Really?
Hey.
Don't flush the toilet, sir.
Pyramid.
Hoo-ah!
Hello, Don and Mike.
Got a question for you.
Yeah, it's me, Todd. How you doing?
Good. Well, got a question for you.
Yeah, I'm Todd Hillier.
What's the point?
Exactly. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey.
Hey. You realize this will be the last time we stay on after 7 o'clock.
This is true. Absolutely.
It's been proven.
Because of what's happening right now.
What's the point?
Right.
What's the friggin' point? I mean, really, now I got to ask, what's the point?
What is the point?
We stayed on for a few seconds.
That's the point.
Mike's going.
Bye.
Hello, Don Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Hey, guys. I just want to say this is great. This is reminiscent of the old days when you guys just kept going on and on. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, but no, you guys got to do your part. Hello,
don't
Don.
Get happy.
I'm putting my coat on, too. I didn't
want to. Yes, caller, card holder, 23320, checking in, fellas.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you know what that card
is? Hey, what do I have to do tonight?
You know what that card is worth. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I remember the day they made the bet.
Oh, it's us. Okay, do you? You're the last call. And?
You did say that it had to be something more than Fox just giving them the money.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Another sad, lonely woman on Valentine's Day night.
Well, but I think it's settled now, and we should really base the bet on the last call of the show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, Golden Boy, have a nice weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's a three-dayer, sir.
On the radio.
All right. Now, Don,
yeah.
Let's make an agreement. Whatever this last call brings.
Negative. Negative, Mike. I'd rather wait till someone gets the tape. Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Buzz.
Hi. All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, egomaniacs, how about letting Ron and Fez on now?
Hey, egomaniacs, how about knowing who. Hey, or why not just hang up? Why don't you just hang up, oh, egomaniacs?
Now we're going to be on for... We'll be on until 10. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Enough of that. It's foolishness.
We're not egomaniacs.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Ron and Fez are on goddamn till 11:35. You know, they should thank us for doing 5 extra minutes. They don't have to do a 4-hour and 35-minute show. they don't care. All right.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Fez.
We got to go. Hi. Yeah. Hi, Ron. Hi.
Happy Valentine's Day. Have a nice weekend, fellas.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hello?
What?
What?
No, I'm trying to get on with Don and Mike. Trying to see what's
you're,
up.
You're talking to us now, you incredible moron.
All right, enough.
The Don and Mike replay tomorrow afternoon at 4.
Yeah.
In Fez Arena.
Right.
On 106.7
right.
WJFK.
Right. I always want to say this. It goddamn better snow.
Nissan's
foot.
President's Day event is all about opportunity.
It goddamn better snow a foot. I'm going to be really pissed.
You're already pissed.
I know. It's Valentine's Day.
Hey, you're going to have a great time.
I know I will. So will you.
We got to go. Carrie's only got enough oxygen to get through to 8 o'clock.
All right. See ya. Bye.